Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once per 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Final Q1.
After the photo mat was destroyed, the bear scampered back into the woods.
Apparently, he wasn't too happy with his color prints.
From the entire Channel 4 news team, I'm Veronica Corningstone.
And I'm Ron Burgundy. Go f*** yourself, San Diego.
All systems go. Prepare for countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Last up to adventure.
I want to f*** Don and Mike, but I want to f*** all of you. And I didn't travel 3,000 miles to watch you. Incidentally, Don and Mike, I think you're on the radio. You have wit. And I don't know how you do it. You really...
Thanks a lot, Dick.
Say, I see you got some pretty good talent there for your show.
You think they're talented?
Well, no. I mean, most of them are pretty lame, right?
Hi, this is Donnie and Rebecca from Madison, Wisconsin. And you're listening to the Don and Mike Show. Go Pack.
The Don and Mike Show.
Make me mad, or I'm gonna be really mad.
It's time for Don Geronimo. Live on the air, he can get psycho. He's not a man to cross or storm. If you do, he might just say, the master mimic Michael Mara, drinking so much that it would scare ya. Saying things that are smart and bold. Asking questions like,
you have a hot dog that's how old?
Buzz Burbank with the news. So let's do
grass, mescaline, cocaine, uppers, downers.
And ladies, buzz is smooth. What are you himself?
Where can I find a photograph of you?
Rock Speed Black is a good little monkey.
Also known to be an eBay junkie.
Beginning of the show, he always does Chris.
And also, you know, my wife doesn't listen.
And what could be said about Joe Hunter? Known to be the oldest full screener. Don's always getting stupid questions from him. Stupid questions like,
are we done with porno names then?
And that leaves us Sean. Probably gets more than Joe and Rob.
It's one day he's gonna be wrong.
But obviously, that's wrong.
So sit back, relax, and just let it go. You're listening to the Don and Mike Show. The Don and Mike Show.
Donnie Felton.
Now, I believe Donnie laps the field.
Yeah. Donnie. Thank you, Donnie. And he gave us a nice lift here so that we could go sing our name.
Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
I'm leaving you, found another woman, and oh, by the way, I never really loved you anyway.
You've been drinking today.
Your behavior is outrageous and unacceptable.
Hi there, everybody. As you can tell by the smell, this is the Don and Mike Show. And it's a new episode on September 20th. It's a Wednesday.
WNMC.
09-2006. We start today with the Jeff Lynn ELO. Who doesn't love some ELO?
Yeah, I love ELO.
Spelled L-O. And when you call us...
Hello!
Say hello. The phone numbers?
Hello!
Gave them out a second ago. 877-365-3636. That's the number one number from anywhere in America, Canada, even Mexico. Although, watch out! There's a big barbed wire fence around the top of our telephone.
Quick, run before the Border Patrol gets us.
You can hear us on your computer if you go to our website, DonandMikeWebsite.com. Click on Listen Live. Want to send us some fan mail? We love your groovy fan mail.
Sure do.
Send it to DonandMikeWebsite.com. It'll go right to Johnny. Johnny handles all of our fan mail.
Sure does. Yes.
Yanni Norman is our webmaster. And let me see, we got stuff that you can download on our website. These segments every day, and we're on the iTunes thing. And this song will just go on and on and on, so I'll just, like, fade it there. And see, here we go now. Show's on the air, and here we go. We're here, we're queer, and ready to do the show. And let me just make sure. Oh, got to turn these on. That helps. That helps. Phone on. First item of business. Totally inside. It'll take me less than 60 seconds. Message from me and Mike and everybody on this show to Rupert Pupkin. I'll explain this to you very, very quickly.
And I will have an observation about all of it.
Today, the monthly ratings came out. The second phase of the three-month summer Arbitron ratings. Phase two. These don't count until the real ones.
Right.
We took a little bit of a hit.
We did.
Like a half a point hit.
We did.
I cannot get into specifics to tell you why that happened. Mm-hmm. suffice it to say, though, after an incredible run of advancing 6 months in a row, up, the first time that we showed a bit of slippage in a monthly trend,
right,
it's all over Rupert's site.
Sure.
And he's allowed the mail to get in there again, saying that our ratings suck. And I say to all of you, specifically Rupert Pupkin, let's meet 1 month from now.
All right.
Since we had the change in thought on doing the show,
right,
since I came back with a clear mind, since I said in April when we were goddamn in 12th place that we'd be back in first place by the end of the year,
right,
all of you little sea suckers on that website who get information, bogus information, put ratings for 1 month until the real ratings come out, and I guarantee you, I guarantee you, we are going to score bigger in the summer book than we did in the spring book when we went from number 15 to number 3.
Right. There it is.
Okay?
There it
That's
is.
It. I ain't worried
There's
about it.
There's a Joe Willie prediction right there.
I ain't worried about it. I'll tell you right now. Right now, in the overall ratings, we're in sixth place,
right,
down from third. Ooh, a one-month fluctuation that absolutely has me just going yellow.
I have to say this, and I can tell, because everybody feels the same
in
way.
In the adult demo, and the one that the advertisers care about, right, 25-54, we're exactly the same.
Ah, well, I feel, I have not been in a better mood reading his website than I am today. Let me tell you why. It is so delightful to have a radio show that in a monthly, Arbitrend rating, that he actually can get this excited over it. It makes me feel good. It is so good to be that important, and I swear to God,
that's how important
I was
kind
of like, I was ambivalent. I was feeling kind of, yeah, all right, it's the slip. We got the big thing coming up in a month or so. You know, we'll see. We all talked about that because we check it every month. That's why it's a trend. That's why we see what's going on. I looked at that, and I said, I swear to God, I was in a fine mood coming in here today. I am in a great mood after that. We all are, and I'm looking at all you guys because we've been laughing because it really is. He is fully turgid. He is so excited about this.
Yeah.
And for some reason, that puts me in a good mood.
Just for the record, for Rupert and for all of the young boys who have their underpants way, way between their legs right
now. I love it, though. I do love it.
The time that you can bust balls is when the actual ratings book comes out. I got no bones telling you exactly what our ratings are,
right,
month by month. I would tell you in much more detail how it is that I am so positive that we will come back next month. And furthermore, I wish I could tell you, as I told everybody yesterday, we were going to see a slip when this month's ratings came out.
Yeah, I mean, we can't discuss it, but really when you explained it, it's quite simple,
inevitable,
actually.
Yes. It is
inevitable.
It is quite simple. So
it's inevitable.
So all of you BFers out there, write it down and remember it.
Mm-hmm.
Rupert, have fun now. Just be careful with what you're doing. I don't mind that you have a little fun that you want to put in your headline. Jim Farley kicks Don Geronimo's ass.
Well, he's doing exactly what you want him to do.
I know.
And I don't even want to say that because if I say that, maybe he won't do it anymore. And I won't enjoy reading it, but it is so Today is the best. Today is a, see, the thing I wouldn't is, feel nearly as good as when we have great ratings.
Here's the thing.
And he doesn't acknowledge it. That actually kind of just makes me go, nah. That makes him, for some reason, that just makes me angry.
I just want to invite everybody to pile on. This would be the time to pile on.
Mm-hmm. Let us have it.
Because.
Please let us have it.
30 days from now, when the quarterly summer ratings are announced.
You'll be embarrassed.
Oh, my God. We are actually going to start printing out the stuff that Rupert is writing and putting in his mailbag, and we're just going to read it all in a month when the ratings come out that matter, the quarterly ratings. That's it. You know, I looked at that stuff today. It's all the same stuff about how are they going to spin this today? What are they going to say today? You know what I say to all you guys? Me and Mike got the only goddamn show in this town that any of you freaks can talk about. You've listened to us. You are mesmerized by us. There are some of you in the business that want to print erroneous facts about this show on websites.
Yes.
Think about this. How many times have you asswipes gone on this website and proclaimed that the Wicked Witch is dead? How many times can you guys get out a shovel and bury us, and Mike and I, like Jesus Christ, rise again? How many times can it happen? Mark my words. I told you back in April when we were really taking it up the bung. We're coming back. We're coming back now. Right now, this month, we're in sixth place. And compared to where we were 6 months ago in 15th place...
Oh, my God.
That's great.
Yes, it is.
Right. Wait until... The summer ratings are announced in a month, and then just wait until we hit the fall.
Mm-hmm. And may I say to all of our good friends, welcome back from your summer vacation.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're back, too.
And you know what? Rupert, you can have your buddy Jim Farley feed you those ratings because TOP had a good month. Why don't you print, Rupert, the 25 to 54 ratings? The demographic that advertisers want?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you print there how WTOP is beating us by how much, Rob?
Do you know what I picture?
One-tenth of a point?
Do you know what I picture him? Wow.
We're one-tenth of a point behind the news station.
Smaller than their margin of error.
I picture him right now when you're doing this. He's
Rupert?
Yeah, he is.
Oh, he's
together. And something might be between those hands.
Oh, you know what? He needs the windshield wipers
he
today.
He does.
It's complete.
He does.
That's it. That's the beginning and the end of the behind-the-scenes stuff for today. Again, let's meet a month from now when the ratings come out. And as we have done consistently for the 20 years we've worked on the radio, if the ratings suck, we'll tell you.
Of course.
But I'm telling you right now. Have a good time right now. Have a J.O. party. Have a Don and Mike suck.
And I should point out, you're speaking to that very small group.
Yes.
That are actively involved this little expression.
The ones who, before the numbers are even printed,
they're ready to go.
Are writing on this website, well, the two fat F's are losing it again. Sure, Don and Mike are number one if you don't count every other radio station in the world. Please. Listen, Here's the difference.
Well, do you realize we haven't given them anything to do?
Right.
We haven't given them anything like this. This is our little statistical move.
It's a nugget.
That's gone in the right direction for these people. So they're seizing upon this because I believe it in their heart of hearts. I really do believe this. That they know what you're saying. They're aware of
that.
They know that it's going to happen. And they know this is going to be their last chance for a while.
And Jim Farley at WTOP, you love feeding those numbers to Rupert. I guarantee you will not be spoon-feeding him those numbers when the summer arbs come out. You will not be a proud man.
Very good.
And he uses the exact same mathematical formula that we all do with a rolling average.
Sure.
Check it out, my friend.
Check it out.
Check it out.
Check it out.
Get her
done. Check it out.
Wow. See, what it's like is that the reason that it's so sweet is that what you stupid radiophiles don't know is that me and Mike have already got a pair of aces in our hand. I can't tell you how, but we already know that we do.
Pocket aces, baby.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
I'm guaranteeing we're going to be better than third place when the ratings come out a month from now, which we were when the last quarterly ratings came out.
It's a good guarantee.
It's not a guarantee, Buzz. It's a promise.
Right.
It's a promise. It's a statement. It's an assertion. What it is
and if the dealer has pocket aces, mm-hmm.
We're going to win 1,000 to 1.
It's common sense.
The dealer rarely has pocket aces.
And the only thing that I would ask of Rupert is that he change the name of his site somehow to be DCRTV.donandmike.com, because I did notice when I came back from vacation that the 2 weeks that we were gone, that site was dreadfully boring. That without us, and to an extent that speaks to the landscape of Washington, D.C. radio, without us, there's nothing else to talk about. You can bring any of these other schmucks, like Elliot, the guy at 101. You know, he goes from third place to fourth place in the morning. He gets nothing written about him, like, oh, he's slipping or he's falling.
Yeah, no.
You know, any of these guys, bring up any of them. Sean Hannity, Rush Limbaugh, the people on the hip-hop station. How many of them do anything that gets noticed by some of these radiophiles?
Right.
I mean, here's what amazes me.
They do tend to dwell on us.
When I look at that site, it's like, I understand someone would listen to the show and go like, oh, Don's an ass, or Mike's a prick, or they're real mean to their callers, or I heard a bit today that wasn't funny, or I heard them talking about this is no good. You know, what do the other DJs do? You understand?
Right.
I mean,
well, the other DJs, frankly, I would think would be very happy to have this kind of attack.
What I mean is, on the air, what do those DJs do? Those DJs must do stuff that on a regular basis.
And I don't mean to slam all of them, but, well, maybe I do. They're just not paying attention to them.
Correct. Correct.
They're not. Interesting.
Like,
I mean, they're not.
Like moths to the flame. Face it. The show is like crap. That's it. For a while, we were not street. We were legal. We were over the counter. We're back to being... You got to go to a bad part of town now.
You know,
you got to go to Southwest Jerome now to get your Don and Mike fix. Because I'm telling you,
we're no longer
this show. This show is now. We've moved past toenail fungus.
People have been writing bad things about this show and predicting our demise since we were 2 years into it.
Now let's all
that
just
was 18 years.
The big mouth to do that. None of them. We come back with a meteoric rise.
Yeah, we let you participate in the game. Really, that's what we're doing. Yeah.
The ratings, thanks to our listeners, the Arbitron ratings here on JFK in D.C., take our show from 15th to 3rd. Not a word.
Right.
From all of the naysayers who have their
panties. Oh, I'm going to trump in,
crickets.
Too. Shortly before the ratings come out, too, the next time around, Rupert's going to get on his website and start his diminishing speak, where he said, and I predict Don and Mike will have a significant increase. Hey, okay, now I've said that. You can't do that, asshat. You can't do that this time.
You know what?
You can't do that.
You should get some money, Rupert, and go to Vegas and find a bookie that'll take it. Because we are going to kick some ass.
Mark your calendar.
And there you go. And any of you other cowards out there that like writing to Rupert's website, why don't you be a man? Of course, I know a lot of you don't have pubic hair, but call this show.
Well, if they have it, they got rid of it.
If you would like to challenge us on some facet of the show, on some stat, some figure, some percentage, well, call us, because it's obvious you are listening. You are listening in greater numbers every day.
But we'll be able to identify the call, because the caller will sound something like this.
And mark my words. I swear to Christ, I'm not talking out my ass here. A month from now, we're going to have a champagne party.
All right.
Because we're going to do better than we did in the last book. And then 3 months from then, we're going to be all the way back on top. All the way back on top. All we did was ask our listeners to listen harder, and they responded. This little diatribe is for the inside members of the radio community who are listening with their pants around their ankles right now.
Yeah, they're the cowardly nerd mix, but they're also the inside guys that like to hop on there.
Yeah. You know, I'm real sorry that you guys can't find another show to latch on to, or that you can't do a show of your own, but sorry, the gig's taken. Me and Mike got it, and I got news for you. We're hotter than S. We are hotter than S coming out of an elephant that's been standing in the sun for 4 goddamn hours.
And that's pretty hot.
And that's pretty hot, Buzz.
Yes, it is.
You got me?
Yeah.
The show's a goddamn winner. The show is the show's the only thing on WJFK that's getting any goddamn ratings at all.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully that will change.
Mm-hmm.
I can only worry about our nut. I'll tell you, for our nut, we're coming right back. We're in sixth place now. Oh, boo-hoo. Boo-hoo, 1 month in sixth place. You tell me another show that went 15th to 3rd in one book.
Yeah.
It doesn't happen.
Right.
It doesn't happen. And Farley, look at your monthlies. Look at your monthlies.
Because we are.
Check it out, dude. Hey, Fat Man. Hey, Mr. FM Roundtable Discussion. Please, you know, there's something if we really got on a tangent on this guy, there's something that's on a radio website that has an actual video conference of this guy from the news station having a video, having a meeting of, for lack of a better term, the minds.
A teleconference?
No. It's like three or four radio nerds sitting in a room.
And they videotaped it?
And they videotaped it. And it's them talking about how they revolutionized FM talk radio.
Oh, yes. God.
Right. Please. Hey, Farley, just watch out. Okay? Because we are here. We are queer. And we are kicking ass.
Very good. And I am looking forward to it. But somehow, in my own little perverted way, this is almost more fun. Because
I ain't afraid of any of you pricks, for goodness sakes.
Cleansing your palate.
It's fun. It's fun when you see, you feel on this guy's website how excited he got today. How so excited.
It's electric today.
And how he was played by whoever gave him those numbers. And sure. We think we know
that. I think Rupert knows that it's the second month of a trend. I mean, if I got into real specifics, I get in trouble with the radio.
Right. Yeah, we don't want that to happen.
I can't tell you why, but hold on, let me get my glass. Here's what it says. All right. DCR-TV by Dave Hughes. Here's his headline for the entire market for the second month of the ratings.
Right.
PM Drive. TOP's Jim Farley whips JFK-er Don Geronimo's ass. Another round of those monthly Arbitrend radio ratings. Then he has the full day where our station is in 16th place.
Mm-hmm.
You got the mornings. Let me see. Junkies are in 13th place, he writes very generously. Junkies stay even.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have Afternoon Drive. Now, he doesn't put Money Demo in, 2554.
Okay.
The one advertisers care about. He's going just with the 12-plus beauty pageant.
Right. He is very excited. There's only one show that he's focused on.
Afternoon Drive, 12-plus.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, WTOP FM and AM, programmed by Jim Farley and the frequent butt of Don and Mike's jokes. Number two, WHUR. Number three, WNMJ. Number four, WPGC. Number five, WIHT. Number six, Don and Mike. Down from third!
He can't help himself.
No.
That's the part that put me in the good mood, because he is so excited.
And that's him. That's not the creeps that ride into
it. No, he's super excited. He won't give anybody that little
But what he's
that
done
little
is,
dig. It's great.
What he's done is he's opened the floodgates now.
Yeah, and now he opens it, because you know what? Maybe he does. Well, no, I think he does it because that's just the way he's got to do it. But he's got to know that the floodgates are going
to
open.
Wonder what the excuse du jour will be today when Donna Mike hit the air. Arbitrends don't count. It's the quarterly Arbitrend ratings that matter. Unless, of course, they show an upward movement in Arbitrend, then it counts. Or maybe summer ratings books don't count. We were out on vacation half the time playing best of material. Either way, get ready for some moronic Jim Farley bits from the downwardly spiraling duo. Maybe Don should delete it in the name of good taste. What do they mean, like die? To get some press. I don't know.
Jesus. Who knows?
Here's the next
one. But there's a lot of passion there.
Here's the next one. Those stupid ass F. Those stupid fat F's were down 25 to 54 as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, like what? Where were we down, like 0.2? Yeah.
If that.
Negligible.
Okay. This is great, though.
And you oxymorons are right. The radio gods are number one. As long as no other stations count, they are number one. As long as you don't count blacks or whites listening to black-leaning stations or any station above them, they are number one. Maybe you should encourage them to start airing Arbitron-rated number one promos again, since you asshats think that being number four is really number one, as long as the ones beating them are black stations. Don and Mike are stupid fat F's.
Where did that come from?
And again, man, oh, man. There's
some anger there.
There's a lot of anger there.
Hold on, here we go. R.E., Don and Mike outbilling the Urbans? Someone, I guess, had written that our show makes more money than the Urban station.
I have no idea whether we do or not.
The difference between WPGC, PM Drive, and WJFK, PM Drive, is quite large.
You are right. PGC kills JFK in building. I am sorry to throw the facts to the ignorant statement. Now,
no. See, this are they talking about our shows?
Yeah, Afternoon Drive. This is the part about Rupert's site that this is the only thing that does piss me off. Because that's a fact that we're proud of and a fact that anybody can get a book and find out. Afternoon Drive, Washington, D.C., our show last year was the second biggest moneymaker in town.
Mm-hmm.
First was the news station.
Right.
Second was us. On WJFK, we've been the number one moneymaking show on this station for 15 years.
Yeah.
Even when Howard was in his heyday.
Right.
No offense to whoever's on WPGC in the afternoon.
Right.
I'm sorry, dude, but our show makes more money for the company than yours does. That's a fact.
Mm-hmm.
That's a freaking fact.
It is.
I mean, Jesus, why do you think we've got guaranteed contracts and all these other guys have got, like, handshake deals? I wouldn't lie about this.
It's a business. There's a reason.
We make an F-load of money for this company. In this town, we make more money for this company than any other single radio show. That's it.
Absolutely.
That's it. And if you want to write something anonymously on a web page that says I'm wrong and you're right, put your name on it and put where you're getting your information from. Because you know my name and you know my address, 106.7. Don and Mike Show. That's my name. I'm Don. He's Mike. Our show makes more money than any other show for Infinity Broadcasting in Washington, D.C.
That's why we're allowed to be the way we are.
Okay? So, listen, let me see. Rupert?
Is there more? Is there more meanness?
Well, there
Does it
is.
Go on, or is that there?
No, there is, but I
those are the early birds, though. The early birds are the ones that are just waiting.
Yeah. I feel the need to just cool the jets. Yeah. And private message from me to Rupert. Everything is cool. Don't worry, dude. I understand what you're doing. Just don't take it to the crazy level you did before, because you don't want the hammer coming down on you. And I know I said it. We don't have the alarm anymore. And tough ass, Rob. But you don't want Thor's hammer coming down on you. So go ahead and make your jokes about Fartley. You know, but at least one time I was this guy who puts what allegedly is real information, and he does, the ratings information he has.
Yeah, because if he takes it to that level, you know, revenge is a dish best served cold, and, well, when is Mother's Day? Sorry, I didn't say nothing.
The truth is, Rupert, that you should worry, because the information that you're printing on the front page of your web thing, your website, really, you can't reproduce without the express written consent of Major League Baseball and arbitration. I mean, it's one of those deals. It's like you can't print that stuff until 5 o'clock, until the close of business. And the only way that you could have gotten those numbers would be if your butt buddy, Big Fat Jim, I know everything about Radio Farley, was feeding them to you. So I say to Rupert, before somebody from Arbitron calls you up and says, hey, dude, we're going to slap an injunction on you for...
An injunction. And an injection.
Yes.
We're
going to slap you with some legal papers because you're printing radio ratings that you're really... the copyrighted material that stations pay money for,
right,
that you're really not allowed to print. You know, what are you going to tell them at that point? Are you going to say, well, Jim Farley gave them to me?
Mm-hmm.
You know what they're going to say? It's not Jim Farley's fault. It's your fault, dude.
Right.
So what I think you should do, Rupert, is if you're going to print the ratings before the time that they are released, and I don't even know if you're a site that's released.
Well, he doesn't. He prints them after. He waits a good long time when we go up in the ratings.
Seriously,
I guarantee. Am I not wrong? I'm right about that.
Today was urgent.
He definitely does this when we any kind of backwards movement. He will put them on as soon as he gets any information.
Farley calls him right away.
Farley calls him and puts him in. When we go up, everything slows down.
So I say to Rupert, you know, I'm only thinking about you, friend. I would hate for someone from Arbitron to look at your site and to say, oh, my God, this guy is printing copyrighted material that he has without permission.
Because then, as soon as he goes into the thing about the ratings, then they get into your computer system. Yeah, then who knows what
then
they discover.
Find
then
all
of a sudden, you got Chris Hansen at your house.
The love letter.
You know, I mean, it's going to get crazy.
So listen,
Rupert.
Oh. Rupert, love you, baby. Love you long time.
Great. So you're on a website.
Great site. I understand what you're doing. You're trying to stir it up a little bit.
You ran this website and then showed up in this kitchen with a six-pack of beer.
But Rupert, here's the thing, man. I mean, you're like dogging on the New York freaking Yankees.
No offense, Mike.
Well, I mean, I can't bake anything.
Trying to come up with a sports analogy. Right. I mean, you know, perennial winners.
Mm-hmm, right.
I mean, it's like if the Yankees lose four games in a row, you'd be the idiot of the New York Post with a headline like, you know, everyone must go.
It's all over.
Yep. Kill yourselves today. The Yankees have lost four in a row. No, you know, we are. We're the Yankee Clippers. I'm Joe D.
I take it back.
I'm Mickey Mantle. If I had to be a Yankee, I think I'd be Mickey Mantle.
Yeah, you don't get me involved in this one.
All right, though, you know what? Hold on,
I
Mike.
I can't do it.
Hold on, Mike.
I can't do it.
I got to say this. No, I got to say this.
That's your, I don't want to be.
I've got to say that. Yeah. Like I say this, because of the booze.
Yeah.
You are the Mickey Mantle.
I'd be the Mick.
You know why? Yeah. How many times?
If we're using this for the purposes of illustration,
we are.
I can accept it.
How many times did Mickey Mantle really go out and pound the night before?
And then he'd be back there and hit four home runs. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. That's,
you know, I appreciate that. I really,
absolutely.
I mean, for purposes of illustration, I can accept that.
And I believe that I would be the Lou Gehrig because someday there will be a disease named after me.
Donny disease.
And the good thing is Mike and Mickey Mantle, both great restaurant owners.
That's true. So anyway.
Oh, God. And, you know, I'll just
right,
throw this in there.
That's the private message to
he
Rupert.
Loves to write about that, too. He loves that. You know, when I have any issues with that.
Thanks.
You know,
look around.
When
cafe.
I was going to get the joint that I didn't get, oh, boy, he was excited about that. He was so excited about that. It's just, this guy gets so excited.
Well, and this
about
is really not
anything
even,
to do.
This is really not even a rave out against Rupert. It's more about the radiophiles that live in his land of no accountability. Prince,
oh, that's so true.
Print stuff that...
The land of... Say that again.
Right,
the land of no accountability.
Where you print numbers and you print statements and you don't put your name or you don't put where you work so people don't know what you're talking about. Hey, anybody want to prove me wrong about any of this? Get some facts. Send them to us.
You know,
I'll put them on our website. If you just got the balls to put your name on it.
You know, I always thought print guys were the, you know, lower than low. They could look at you. You could sit there, have a nice cocktail with them. They'd interview you, and then you'd read something in the paper that was completely different from the conversation you remembered. These guys have slipped below that because you're absolutely right. It is the land of no accountability where they can spew out anything they want, and nobody knows their name, and they can say the most vile things about anybody, and there is no accountability.
I mean, when you look at this guy's site, it's really funny. There's profanity all over this thing.
Right.
But, God, the first two posts about it, those two F's.
I mean, those absolute excitement.
Hey, you know what? Whoever wrote that, you wish you were a fat F like me. You wish you were my stool that came out this morning. My stool has a better life than you have. My stool went into a freaking toilet that costs more than your car. Please. My stool got better treatment from my toilet paper than you got from your mother. You would die in a heartbeat. You would say, I will give up my life to come back as Don's BM. You would. And some of you would do the same to come back as Mike's liver.
My liver's actually doing a lot better. Well, that's good.
That's the end of my message, as Wayne Newton said to you. Godless, motherless bastards. Thank you.
Godless, motherless bastards. Godless, motherless bastards.
Why don't we all meet? Let's plan on meeting. We're going to try my very hardest. I promise our listeners who may or may not be sick of this entire Rupert Pupkin website thing, we'll drop it for a month. Do what you want, Rupert. You already know.
Crazy.
You already know the game that Mike and I will play with you if you go out of bounds. But just remember what I'm saying now. And wouldn't it be great to be able to shove it in my face a month from now?
Yeah.
Huh. You know why? The only reason that would happen would be if well, no, I'm afraid it's already written in stone.
Yeah.
No matter what happens, we're coming back strong. I mean, even to say that would indicate that we have suffered some kind of massive hit, that our shields are down, and that the Romulans suddenly can fire on us.
Right.
Absolutely not.
We have what we might describe as a cloaking device.
So, Rick, to our loyal listeners, we say thank you. Please continue to listen harder, because you can tell, the uphill battle that we... Listen, We got so many goddamn uphill battles. First off, our own company, CBS. You know, what are we to them? We're a piece of gum on the bottom of their shoe.
We are indeed.
For God's sake.
And it's comfortable there.
You know,
I mean, I've grown accustomed to their boot.
Yeah. Look at our syndication empire. Please. Okay.
How the day-to-day struggle. Hey, we might be getting these cities.
Yeah. Every single day on this show.
We might be getting Cincinnati.
Every single day on this show, it's something that might happen, something that might happen.
Hey,
we don't care.
I heard Fort Myers might be coming back online.
Wish I had.
But we don't care. We just keep going. Mm-hmm. And pricks just keep writing and keep calling and keep saying that we suck. But how is it that we keep just keeping on and keep kicking ass? Because we're doing great shows. And our listeners are supporting us in the ratings. And 30 days from now, let's meet and let's see what happens.
30 days, Rupert.
Okay. That's when the summer...
And I like to call him Rupert.
That's when the summer book comes out.
I know you like Rupert Pupkin, but I like Rupert also. The genital cuff.
Oh, from Dirty Rotten Scoundrels.
Yes, absolutely.
Why is the court on the fort?
I mean, I just think that it's... I tell you, it just gets me charged up. I enjoy reading what this... extra from the cast of Deliverance.
Right. It's an honor.
Yeah, well, they'll continue it. Mm-hmm. But that's it. So, see you in a month when the ratings come out.
Thank you.
And so much for all of that.
May I go to the bathroom, please?
How will Don and Mike spin it today? Well, I tell you what, douchebag who wrote that. I know one person who was listening today at 3 o'clock to find out if we were going to discuss it.
Mm-hmm.
It's you, Dick. And don't say, well, it doesn't matter because I don't have an Arbitron rating diary. It doesn't matter. You're listening.
Yeah.
We know it.
We do.
You're listening.
You know why?
You're all listening.
We have eyes in the radio.
You're all listening. Listen, next week our friend Al BVD is coming in. What day is Al BVD coming in?
Tuesday.
Al BVD, who used to work at the Top 40 station and got unceremoniously dumped. A guy really just got crapped on by this radio station. He's finally passed this whole I can't talk about anything.
Good.
We're going to get him in here next week.
Good.
And talk a little bit about his experiences.
Pull back the curtain a little bit.
And I'm sure he'll tell you how all those people in that building on Rockville Pike are obsessed with the show on a daily basis.
Fun.
On a daily basis.
I hear they all flipped out when we got so close.
Yeah, that's right.
I heard that.
They're
as well.
They're ever vigilant for the Trojan horse.
I heard that as well. All right, so that was really not the opening to the show that I had planned, but there
it's a nice palate cleanser, though. It's a nice little motivating tool.
So anyway, things are great. Thanks for listening. Thank you for the ratings. We are doing great. We will keep kicking ass. Keep writing your crap. Keep writing your crap. Because a month from now, it's gonna be worse. A month from now, it's going to be an hour of gloating. not an hour of defensively swinging.
Yeah, that's fun.
It's going to be an hour of gloating.
And you know, really, we have never been labeled gracious winners.
Never. Not once that I
ever,
recall.
Ever, ever.
Nope. We're not. That's why we're not.
Well, that's
here.
Because so many people get excited when we move in the other direction when we get the forward progress.
True
it's
enough.
Fun.
Like F.U.
Yeah.
F.U.
F.U.
Okay.
Hey, great job, guys.
We know. There you go. So that's the update on the ratings. Because I know it's important to Rupert and important to the people on that website. But more importantly...
Oh, my God, he probably didn't sleep last night.
But more importantly, to our listeners, do you see the evil forces that are trying to align against us?
Yes.
You must listen harder.
Yeah, we don't take it for granted by any stretch of the imagination.
Listen, like I said, really, I talked with Mike and everybody, and even with the Dixon management before these ratings came out. I mean, you got money. Bet on the fact that we're going to have a better summer book than we did spring. And fall will be number one. Overall number one.
Mm-hmm.
Freaking bet on it. Write it down. Bet on it. Send me a note. Whatever you want. Send me a lock of your hair. Send me a chicken bone in the mail. I don't give a rat's ass. Send me a shrunken head. Because we're coming back strong. Mm-hmm. We're coming back so freaking strong. And what are you going to do at that point? What do you say at that point? You know, first off, what do you say when a show has gone from 15th to 3rd in one ratings book and been written off by everybody?
Oh, man, they had a nice improvement.
Yeah.
Nice
very improvement. Small print.
Nice print. Lantern.
And Rupert, really, you got to get your hat out of Farley's butt. Really, you have to because, and I mean this, I know I said this before, He's going to get your ass nailed for putting those numbers up. You don't have permission to put the ratings on your site.
And he might not always be there for you.
And Jim Farley is not there for him when WTOP has a month that is not good in the ratings, or when we do well in the ratings in a particular month.
Now he goes away. Then suddenly the flow of information seems to stop abruptly.
And again, Jim Farley, if I'm calling you out, and I am somehow besmeeching your good name, well, please contact me.
Besmirching or besmooching.
Right. Yes, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, it's Rupert who besmooching.
Contact me. And tell me that you're not the one who's feeding the Arbitron information illegally and early to Rupert Pupkin simply because you want to work it in your glass-enclosed office while looking at a website.
Please,
like, what, dude? You can't wait until 5 o'clock until all of the radio trades that are allowed to print that information do such?
Mm-hmm.
You can't wait till 5?
Yeah, what's going on, Shay?
And if it's not Fartley, well, Fartley should certainly call and clear his good name.
Yes, he should.
Because what I'm doing right now is saying that Jim Farley is giving Arbitron information. Hold on. You know what? Let me go to a website that may be able to answer this.
Okay. I do like what you said a moment ago about evil, and I like the idea of engaging listeners in our battle against evil. The evil forces that align against us, Buzz, mm-hmm. and they are aligned now, and they're feeling good about themselves for a very brief period of time.
And who doesn't want to fight evil?
And even when we vanquish them, we will need the support of the good people.
Yes.
The good people who use the force to continue listening to the Don and Mike Show.
Well, the smart move is get on the right side now.
I hate evil.
For instance,
I hate evil, too.
No, you don't. You love evil. I think you don't like his cancer.
You don't like very evil.
Let me see. All right. Now, for instance, you go to radioandrecords.com, ratings.
Now, that is a website that is part of a trade publication that is also in print that is sanctioned to release the ratings.
For instance, they do not have the ratings for Washington, D.C. up yet because it's not 5 p.m.
No, they play by the rule.
And it also says on the bottom of the ratings page on radioandrecords.com, copyright 2006, Arbitron Incorporated,
lawyers,
may not be quoted or reproduced without prior written permission from Arbitron.
Mm-hmm. Where is that on Rupert's site?
Nowhere. You know why?
Because
he's being played by Fartley. Because Fartley calls him up and says, oh, we had a good book. Would you like to scoop? Because Fartley knows nothing's going to happen to him.
Mm-hmm.
He'll deny it. He'll say, I never gave the guy those numbers. I don't know where he's getting those numbers from.
Right.
And Rupert, it's going to be you, the guy that gets his ass in the sling, for goodness sakes. Just because you can't wait until 5 o'clock? Or who knows if you're even really... Have you done the thing with Arbitron to be able to put those numbers out? I know that...
I'd like to know.
I know that for us to put numbers on our webpage, we have to get permission from Arbitron.
I'm just glad the Arbitron people can't hear this.
Yeah, they're not based in Washington, D.C.
They don't listen on a regular basis.
Or any nearby town, exactly.
Okay, hold on. Let me just check his front page and see if they're still up. I bet they are.
It's fun, isn't it?
Yeah.
There you go. It is
fun. No,
he
still got him up.
Yeah.
Still got him up.
Keep
boy, refreshing. Oh, boy.
Keep hitting refresh.
Boy, oh, boy. PM Drive, TOP's Jim Farley whips JFK or Don Geronimo's ass. First, Jim Farley's not doing the show. I understand that I poked fun at the fat man because he is simply so overbearing and obnoxious.
Take it upstairs to the fat man.
But for goodness sakes, Rupert, I'm not doing anything that could get you in trouble with the authorities. I mean, look at that. You know what that is?
And incidentally, Rupert, that was copy. Don. That was Don speaking because, Rupert, I am.
That's copyrighted material.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying that.
That is copyrighted material.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And I would imagine that Arbitron would probably put the screws to this guy.
I'm just having regular contact with Chris Hansen.
Arbitron would say, who is giving you this information? And finally, Rupert, because he's just the guy with a website,
right.
You know, he'd say, it's Jim Farley from WTOP.
I know, Dave, you were just in the neighborhood. Just taking a stroll down the street. Yeah, so why'd you come over here? You just wanted to talk? Is that why you brought those magazines?
See, and here's the thing. Here's how I know it comes from Fartley. Guess what station's number one in the morning? WTOP, the news station.
Oh, so he was real excited this time.
Guess what station's number one in the afternoon? The news station.
Actually, Dave, you're sitting here in the suburban kitchen.
Now, you've got a six-pack of Natural Light. Some magazines that really can best be described as pornography. And you've also got a box of condoms. What's the deal with that?
Hold on, let me see.
Can I pull this up now? Do I have Real Player?
Probably not.
Watch exclusive video from the round table. I'm on R&R Radio and Records now, mm-hmm. The radio site that has big fat Jim Farley.
Uh-huh.
IC Radio. What the hell is this? Hold on.
It's a bunch of men sitting around a table and they're all pulling each other's fingers.
Top radio programming executives talk about their career background, the future of FM talk, and what the format holds for them. Let me see. Audio. All right, can I just, what if I click on audio?
Sounds awfully interesting.
Yeah, because this is the guy, this is why we got the hard on against this guy.
Because he thinks he invented things and he is the great self-promoter.
Well, I can't pull this up. We got to install some type of Real Player or something so I can get that.
We have a fake player.
Anyway, you guys at home can go to radioandrecords.com and just click on the icon where it says FM Talk Seminar.
Check it out.
And you'll see the guy's big fat face and you'll see him in the corner with his big whale blubber going.
Me? Well, the whole thing is that you got to have a company that's realized that FM Talk has come to a point where news is much more important.
You know, you would think a guy that like does an interview and has it put on radio websites and constantly has his picture in the trades because he's like writing how-to columns, you would think that a guy like that would get enough that he doesn't have to call some schmuck with a site in Reston, Virginia and run the risk of putting that poor young man out of business just to get his nut off. Just to get his fuck.
Yeah, they're always the prisoners.
Oh, that's what Rupert is.
Oh, he's not young.
Mike.
He was once.
Mike,
yes.
He's young at heart.
Young at heart.
he's young. He's a young, impressionable lad. And I know what he would like. He would like nothing better than for me to meet him at an undisclosed location where he could sit on my lap and we could chat about old war radio stories and I could bring him up to speed with some of my knowledge of the market and some of my insight. We could talk about grandiose things like who's going where and, you know, no. Sorry, no. Sorry.
Oh, come on now. You don't want to do that.
Only if he breaks up with Jim Farley.
Yeah, first.
Only if he breaks up with Farley.
Oh, then he'll do in a minute.
But he has to.
He'll do it tomorrow.
But he has to write on his website. I don't like Jim Farley anymore, and that Jim Farley's been giving me illegal information that could get me sued by the Arbitron Ratings Company.
In that case, if he does that, I give you this advice: what you want to do is what you do when you used to try to pick up the people off the phone.
Yeah.
You have them meet you on a street corner so that you can drive by
and look at him
because you'll keep driving and use protection. You will keep driving.
Okay.
Because seriously, if you see him on a street corner, you'll expect him to be holding up a sign that says, "We'll work for food."
You're a cruel man to that nice young boy, Mike.
Sorry about that.
He's a nice young impressionable boy.
Sorry.
Impressionable boy who's being taken advantage of by a very fat, much fatter than you or I, man, mm-hmm. at a news station who thinks for whatever reason that he just doesn't get enough attention. He just doesn't get enough attention. Like, boy, I gotta call Rupert right now, because I gotta look at this website, and boy, look at that! I know it doesn't count until next month, but oh, look at that! He wrote my name, he wrote my name, he wrote my name. We're number one, we're number one, we're number one, we're number one. How does Bonneville Broadcasting feel about that, Jim Farley? How do the freaking Mormons like that? You traffic and weather together on the eighth piece of crap? Seriously, you are lower than the crap of the animals that killed the crocodile hunter. You're lower than crap from crap. Fishes in the sea.
That was nature. That was just nature.
But my fish is crap in the sea, and the crap goes all the way to the bottom after you hit the
some fish crap in the sea.
You're at the absolute lowest. I'm going to tell you something. I like publicity, too. I like being number one, too. And I'm an egotist, too. But even I'm disgusted by you, Farley.
Farley!
Farley, I'm disgusted by you.
Step out, Farley. Step out.
sure if I was in your position, I might call and give Rupert a random tip.
Oh, man, I'm just having a little fantasy over here.
Jesus Christ.
I'd love to see this fantasy as an aerial photograph from a helicopter. And there's Jeff Farley on his recent Australian vacation taking a swim with some lovely stingray. Whoa! Oh. Something has happened. He seems to be struggling, and wouldn't that? That's just a lovely fantasy.
If it's not Jim Farley, then I think that Rupert Pupkin should just fess up to who he's getting the info from.
I think your sleuthing is accurate. You've been making those allegations for years, and I think that the fact that you say that and no one ever says anything to the contrary,
generally
would mean that that's true.
You give your source to cover your ass in case you're wrong or something.
You do. Okay.
Yeah, sure.
Well, it's been fun. It's, 1 hour and 12 minutes until those ratings, until those awful ratings that are going to ruin our lives for the next 30 days. They're going to be up there illegally in front of our
That's it. Pack the suitcase. Load the car. We're coming home, honey.
Oh.
Do I hear sirens?
Yeah, sirens are coming. Sirens are coming to put out the fire because the building's burning down.
Whee! It'd be great if the Arbitron police show up at Dave Hughes' house.
Mm-hmm.
Like the SWAT teams break down the door. They want to go through his computer. They want to, and they see the scratch notes like, I love Jim, Mrs. Jim Farley.
Mm-hmm, but no.
And beneath that it says, WTOP number 15.7.
Mm-hmm. And then they discover that folder that says Dave's stuff. And oh my God. Then there's a wonderful expose.
Right on the line, something you're not going to believe.
And Rupert, just so you know that I am doing this really with the best of intentions, there's that guy in New York that you can't stand, Alan Sniffen, the guy that runs the message board up there. Yeah, the good one. I know for a fact, I've spoken to him via electronic mail, he will not allow, he won't let people put the rating stuff on the New York radio message board until they are printed somewhere else, and even then he says, just stick to the generic numbers that are out there in the public domain.
Yeah, no copyright.
I mean, be careful, Rupert. Be careful. It's a slippery slope, man.
When we went downstairs and looked into his computer room, we noticed a cardboard cutout of a particular DJ named Don Geronimo, covered with what appeared to be some sort of biological substance.
Like a topographical map.
Yes.
Tucker.
A relief map, you might say. What are they taking out of his house? That's the cardboard cutout of Don that's being used for evidence.
But how about Farley? Radio Executive of the Year. Let's put that in some of these roundtable discussions. Jim, what do you attribute your success to?
Well, mainly the fact that I call this guy with a website and give him all the ratings like hours before, it's illegal as hell, but I really get my rocks off.
In the sub-basement were several very small refrigerators containing human heads.
At this point, unidentified.
Jim Farley, cheater.
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 Cheater. Cheater.
We'll get you.
Oh, I don't think we have to get you now.
No.
I think that the authorities will get you.
I do hear
the authorities will run him right out of town.
On a rail.
On
That's
a
right, Farley.
You know what they'll do with you, Farley?
Farley, tonight when you get into your mid-size American-made car and you're sitting on your hemorrhoidal donut.
Why, Farley, you're worth more dead than alive.
I want you to just start thinking about that for a second. Was it worth it? Was it worth it? The great career that you had built up yourself and you had self-promoted yourself into some kind of mogul, some kind of know-it-all.
Guru.
How about this? Your legacy will be that you couldn't wait 3 hours for a monthly rating.
That would be
then
sad.
You'll go back looking for help from your web boy. And you know what your web boy's going to do? He'll run you out of town on a rail.
So I think we should find out who's doing this to poor Rupert.
Yes.
Because whoever's doing this to him is putting him in a bad situation.
Very bad.
I have never said this before. Let's go to break. Rob, please try to contact the guy from DCR TV and see if he will come on the air with us in the next break to discuss how he gets the ratings information. Would you please tell him it will be an open forum. He is welcome to say anything he likes.
Place your bets now.
Okay.
Place your bets now.
Mike, I'm betting that he will.
And listen, here's the deal. Now, you honor this because you got to it's just, it gets a little weird sometimes, okay?
Yeah.
He can only come on if he's going to talk about his source. He can only come on. He's going to talk about where he can't talk about anything else.
Sure. Well, or once he talks about the source.
Or once he talks about the, but right up front, he's got to talk about that, right?
He could have an exclusive interview with us.
Right.
Ask us anything you want to know. You want to ask us about Sirius Satellite Radio?
Mm-hmm.
You want to ask us about our contract? You want to ask us about if we're going to go to mornings on another station? You want to ask if we're going to quit in 2008? You want to ask about our contract?
But he has to talk about that whole little ratings thing first.
And remember, Dave, you'll be on the radio.
Give
him a call. Tell him we're just looking out for his best. You know, because
this concern.
Because we can take a slam from a guy on an internet site. But I would hate for that slam somehow turn into that site being shut down.
You don't want that.
Or, God forbid, something happening to Jim Farley. That would be bad.
Very bad. Very bad.
I don't mean something like, bad. I don't mean like somebody beating him up. I mean,
or a stingray attack.
It would just be, bad. It'd be really bad, like if the ratings company, like if Rupert had proof that Farley was doing that, because
if he did, that might cause a little problem for him.
Farley might have to have his station, you know, below the line.
And that would really, really upset the apple cart.
Ooh, and maybe, the Mormons are really, because his company, the news guy station, it's owned by Bonneville, the right. Mormons, they're really not into cheating like CBS and Clear Channel, the other companies, right?
Openly cheating. Yeah, they like to sweep it under the carpet.
Right, so they get
they like to look the other way.
Like if it's a CBS guy, you know what you do? You'd call him and you say, hey, listen, you know, we know what you're doing. We're going to, out of here!
The power of Christ compels you.
You and your eight wives, out! That's how he came up with Weather on the Eights when he stole it from eight the other wives. Station because he had eight wives.
Charlie, you go back to your Utah trailer.
And back to the cast of Big Love.
Big Love?
All right,
starring
so
Jim Bill Baxter.
It's the dream come true for the guy from DCR TV.
Yes.
We'll attempt this one time only to make his dream come true. Come on the radio. Come on a radio show that people are listening to. All you got to do is fess up who you get the information.
Yeah, how do you get your information?
Because
fair question.
Because, Dave, if you don't come on the show, or you don't say who did, then you're going to be the guy that's left holding the bag.
You don't want that.
And, no. You know, come on. I mean, who's your buddies? Don and Mike. Who's looking out for you, Rupert? Don and Mike. I just said a Billy O'Reillyism, didn't I?
Who's looking out for
you? And I like calling him Billy. Billy O'Reilly.
Well, it's all money motivated.
Who's looking out for you, Rupert?
Yeah. And Ludacris. Who's looking out for you? And Ludacris.
All right, we'll hit a break. We'll come right back. We'll see if this continues, and if not, we will move on. More show coming right up.
Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
We always talk about what you're reading. As you know, there was a report that you have just read the works of a French philosopher. Can you tell us the backstory of Camus?
The backstory of the book?
Well, what led you? What led
I was
you
in
this?
Crawford, and I said I was looking for a book to read, and Laura said you ought to try Camus. I also read three Shakespeare's.
This is a change. You no, just really? Years ago were Wait reading the life story of Joe DiMaggio by Richard Ben Kramer, Richard if memory serves. You've been on a Teddy Roosevelt reading kick. You and I discussed the last time we were here.
The Battle of New Orleans right now. I've got an eclectic reading list.
And now Camus.
Well, that was a couple of books ago.
The Don and Mike Show.
I'm book smart, damn it.
Testing on average 5 times a week. The Don and Mike Show.
Right.
From a land of Georgia. Tell you who said book smart to me today. Was, incidentally, here's a shock. The guy from the website, I was right here on the road, Rob, must have left him 5 messages.
Oh, he's not responding to us.
No response.
He's busy shredding documents.
Tell you what, he's got a voice for the internet, though.
He does.
He's got a really good internet voice.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hey.
I mean, I wish we could.
Yeah, what a shame.
We can't. That's an FCC thing.
Yeah.
Oh, this part of the show brought to you by Ford. Bold moves. All right, so, get her done. And bosses and people, and what is it that the guy, what did you just say? Because the guy.
Look smart.
Look smart. Yeah. I've had a problem with my telephones for over a month.
Yeah, it's kind of tough. You got some sort of like background squishing.
Yeah, I've got lines that were bleeding together, and it would be impossible for people to reach me, and even my fax machine line was going out. So I did the thing that everybody does. I went online and said, okay, the first we can get and this was a month ago. Mm-hmm. I said, the first we can get somebody out is September 20th.
Right. Yeah.
And I'm like, right, because it's online. So I waved through all the...
Didn't you let them know that you had a haircuttery gold card?
I lost it, Mike.
Remember? That's right, you lost it.
So anyway, I finally call, and I say, listen, a month away, this is ridiculous. I can't hear on my phones, you know. People call and you get, and they said, well, it's because all of the weather that we had, all that weather in southern Virginia that
right.
That knocked down power lines.
Or them.
And he said, and this was the fastest that they could do it. So today was the day that the guy was going to come out. And I liked this guy right away. I told him I'd give him a big howdy hi on the air.
Oh, good.
Guy came out and I said, wow, took you guys long. And I said, I'm glad you're here, but it's a month. And the first thing he said is, he said, well, you know, they always send us out to the businesses first
because
they make the most money. He said, you know, it's the book smart people. And right away, really, I knew.
You knew you had a friend.
I had a friend.
Yeah.
I had someone who spoke my ignorant language.
They send us out to the book smart people.
I said, friend, I'm not book smart either. Yet here I am in this house, and here you are in your job. And can you possibly fix these telephones? And God bless him. I don't like having people in my house.
Right.
This guy was in my house for 3.5 hours today.
Wow.
Yeah, and a lot of it is very elementary. Like, you know when you have a problem with DirecTV, and you wait on hold for a half an hour, and the first thing they say is, would you please unplug the box?
And it works.
Wait 30 seconds and plug it back in.
And then everything's fine.
Well, once you hear that, you know that. So I get very pissed off when I call DirecTV and they say that. And I say, I've had this thing for 15 years. Trust me, unplug it. It doesn't work.
Uh-huh.
Well, this nice guy comes to my house and immediately says to me, have you tried putting a hardline telephone into all of the jacks in the house?
Baby.
And I said, yes, I have. And he said, well, just to be sure. And I was like, oh, just to be sure what? He said, just to be sure.
Do it again.
Let's go check them all out.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, this was a long, arduous process. You know, because I'm getting...
Do you have to make a call on it? Or do you have to get an incoming
just
call?
Just see if you can get a dial
to test it.
No, he's got this thing where he puts these... He takes the jack out of the wall, and you've got 8,000 wires going everywhere. And he puts, like, battery clips.
Yeah.
Like nipple clips.
Just to see what the signal is.
On each of them. And he's got this yellow, like, tricorder thing. And he pushes a button, and dial tone comes out. And then it says, beep, beep, beep. And it tells him what the phone number is.
Right.
So he said to me, a very long story short, he said, one of your phone lines is just totally screwed because it's tied into your alarm company and lightning hit or something. So what the guy said was, you know, I can give you one telephone line that works all the time. And after you get the other done stuff, then I'll come back and fix it.
Okay.
So I'm like, okay.
So you had you good to go. You had at least one line that was working.
Teats. Absolutely teats.
Mm-hmm.
One thing I said to the guy, I said, you know, while this has been ongoing, I've been trying to check my voicemail because even when the phone line wasn't working, I assumed that, you know, if because what it was saying when the phone line was on the kaputz, it said, I'm on the other line.
Ah,
leave a message. And I said, so it's like I'm not getting any messages. And remember I told you that my daughter had forgotten my birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, he said to me, he said, you know, I guess I don't know how long it's been. He said, but probably... people who call you probably just get a very fast, busy signal or a hang-up.
Yeah.
And we're not allowed they were not given the opportunity to leave any message.
Right. Yeah, on that one number, yeah.
So, right. Well, that's the number that my daughter calls on.
Are you supposed to be able to leave messages on that number?
The one that you call on?
Yeah.
No. Okay. The one that you call on is now you got
that. That rings and rings and rings and then click.
Yeah, right. It's
okay.
The other one that has the number and that has the machine. That's the one that works now.
Okay.
So, the phone works, and the first thing I do is I pick it up, and I go, dial tone.
Mm.
But there's no messages, right?
Right.
So I go, okay, I'm screwed again. I call my cell phone to pick up my cell phone messages, and this time it's Amy.
Oh.
And this was from sometime this morning.
Did you get the cell phone message I left you?
last night. I want to talk about that in a second.
I do. Mike, don't worry.
He's excited.
Nothing, nothing to be worried about. Trust me on that. You have nothing to be worried about.
All right.
So I call, and I got this message from my daughter. Because when my phones worked, what I did was I called her right away. And I said, hey, it's me. It's Daddy. It's a stranger. You know, I mean, I wasn't dickish like that. But I said, you know, hey, sweetie, what's going on? I'm worried. I haven't talked to you. My daughter's got medical issues. I said, and, you know. And I didn't get the call on my birthday, and then I didn't get the call yesterday, and I'm like wondering, you know, did I do something to piss you off or something? You know, please let me know. I'm concerned about you not heard from me. So, after the phone is fixed, I got a call from her where she's just like,
I called 10 times, ten times on your birthday. I kept the kids up late. We called the next day. We couldn't get a hold of you.
See?
And then I didn't know what your cell phone number was. I tried to tell you, wouldn't let me. I swear to God, I called.
Okay, sweetie, I believe.
I called 10 times. I left 10 minutes.
I said, well, no, you couldn't leave messages. She said,
I know. I was just talking into the phone.
This is on your birthday.
I guess on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, she had tried to call on all of the days.
Head of the line.
You're the champ, Mike.
I'm the champ.
Hey, Mike. Hold on a second. So what I want to do, and I'm going to follow this up real fast. Give me 1 second. Because I hope
here I was thinking maybe I had some high-ranking company. I knew she hadn't forgotten your birthday.
Because I do want to call her just for a second. I told her
Thank you, Buzz.
You're welcome. I told her that I had mentioned on the radio that I thought you forgot my birthday.
As a matter of fact, Mike, didn't you call and try to leave a message on his birthday?
Yes, I did. Tannen, I think, right?
Thank you, Rob.
Liar.
Yeah.
Liar.
That's the ticket.
Hello.
Hey, sweetie.
Hi.
Hi, oldest. No, she's not feeling well. So bear with her. She has a sinus infection now. And she's got big surgery coming up. Sweetie, I wanted to just call you now on the radio because, you know, I wanted to apologize because I had said, you know, remember when I was telling you that my feelings were hurt because Mike forgot my birthday and I thought you forgot my birthday?
Yes.
But as it turns out, you didn't really forget my birthday. It was a thing with the telephone. So I felt bad and I wanted to call you on the radio since on the radio I had said you forgot my birthday to let everybody know that you really didn't.
No, I didn't.
No, it was just a dumb phone thing.
Definitely call you.
And, oh, listen to this. Remember when I told you that I put that picture of you guys and the kids up on the website?
Yes.
You would not, I didn't tell you this. You would not believe all of the creepy people out there in our audience who think that you're a MILF.
Nice. Yeah. I'm sure they're just feeling great when they hear my voice right now, too.
Believe me, there's a segment of them that would enjoy that.
Anyway, I love you, and sorry that I said stuff. I mean, I didn't say anything bad. I just said I thought you had forgotten my birthday.
I totally would never forget your birthday.
Right. Unlike Mike.
Unlike Mike.
Oh, jeez.
All right, thank you, baby.
You're welcome. Have a good day, Dad.
Okay, I'll talk to you
later.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That's nice.
It actually called me Daddy now, too.
Yeah.
She's a sweet girl.
Sounds like she has 100 kids.
Damn, I forgot to tell her.
It's great noise to hear.
God, if we had her on the line, I forgot to tell her.
What?
When my girlfriend moved out this weekend. There, I'm trying to get some sympathy.
Now, hold on a second.
Trying to get some sympathy.
Now, let me just, one more call.
Is this going to involve my forgetting your birthday?
Uh-huh.
Oh, Jesus. God.
This is on my cell. This will make you laugh.
The gift that keeps on giving.
I hope this will make you laugh. Okay,
please enter your password.
Here we go. Come on, big boss.
Come on.
First skipped message.
Here we go.
John, it's a fan. It is Wednesday, September 20th.
Today.
About 1:18 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Your birthday was Monday. Oh, you never made a big deal about your birthday on the show. And I know it was somewhere around this time that I went to check today, and it was Monday. So, happy belated birthday. Anyway, I feel bad. Hope you had a great day. And
it was Monday,
so
Beth Ann.
You couldn't be happier for you.
It was Monday.
It's your birthday. Happy birthday.
That is real. Bye-bye. Remorse.
Yeah. Sexy.
Real remorse.
End of message. Message deleted.
And J.O. material.
You deleted it.
Save that, baby. All right, so that's all I got for you on the birthday.
You are relentless. You are relentless.
How can I be any other way? Can I tell you one thing?
Yeah.
that the very nice Showtime rotisserie oven that you got me?
Yes.
It's still in the back of my car. Now that's cool. I'm kidding. It is sitting on the countertop.
Well, I'll be interested to get your review. I hope it works for you.
Said that we will use it this week.
You know, it was kind of goofy, but it was seriously something that I think that you'll enjoy.
She's a good cook. My girlfriend will try it this weekend.
She'll love it, and it's no wider than a toaster oven.
I put it on my counter. It's a big appliance.
Well, I checked with him. I said, does he have anything similar to that?
No, I do not.
And he said he's got, and Rob, who knows your house, I believe stands outside your kitchen window, told me that you have the counter space for it.
He's right. No, Rob's over all the time. He's right. So anyway, thank you, Mike.
You're more than welcome.
We're going to figure out what it does this weekend. food and stuff. Weight. God damn, it's hard to lose weight. I remember... It was in July. I remember I used to just, almost every day, just mention, I weigh less than 200 pounds.
You're very proud.
And I found I was on a scale that was screwed up. I really weighed 214 pounds. Well, I mean, I have been working my ass off. I'm only down to 206. 9 weeks.
That's not bad.
Almost 10 weeks.
That's
almost
not
10
bad.
Weeks. Still down to 206.
Losing at the right rate.
And I will let you know, the goal is to get below 200.
You can do it.
For real.
It's a process.
For real to get below 200.
You'll make it.
Didn't mean to lie before.
You didn't know.
No, it's just...
I won't make it if I enjoy the dessert that I had last night, which was...
Two Kit Kats.
I mean, big ones, too. Giant Costco size.
Oh, man. Oh, hold on.
I should have walked by them.
Mike, so...
Yes.
So, last night on the way home... I gave Mike a call because I wanted to tell him something, and it's something that is a fact. And I thought about it.
Tell them what you wanted to tell me. It was the same call you gave me all three nights this week. Thanks for forgetting my birthday.
No, listen. I guess it was about a year ago that right around the time, a little more than a year ago, around the time that Frieda had died, I had the Fairfax County cops were great. Because
yeah.
I had people that would be like driving by the house and stuff. And I have a million cops stop by and bring flowers and say, you know, if there's anything we could do. I mean, they could not have been nicer. One of these cops mentioned to me, said, did you see the article in the whatever local little newspaper? And I said, no, I didn't. And he said, well, you didn't hear it from me, but you want to read this article. And this article is true. And I did some research on the web and found out it was in the Washington Post. It is a fact. Now, this is something that only relates to people who live in Washington, D.C.
Okay.
But maybe you can relate this to a city you live in. Mm. We have a toll road that goes from Dulles Airport to the Beltway.
Yeah.
So it brings you from the suburbs to the city.
Right. Mm-hmm.
There are easy pass lanes. The easy pass lanes on the Dulles toll road do not have gates that go up and down every time a car goes through.
Not right. At the beginning. Well, if you get off at one of the exits,
then you got to pay
you
25
have, yeah,
cents.
Yeah, you have your thing.
But when you're at the main toll plaza, we're at 75 cents, and you've got 8,000 people that are lined up like lemmings to throw their three quarters, and you go to the easy pass lane. Well, I've got the easy pass thing. The guy says to me, do you know that there's no tracking device on that, on the Dulles Toll Road, that a light will go on that says toll not paid, and you assume, of course, that they're taking a picture of your bumper or something.
Right.
Well, they're not. I mean, I am not giving out a state secret. And, Mike, the reason that hold on, I'm going to do one more call to show you how true this is.
I didn't know this.
That's pretty cool.
Uh-huh.
Now, I don't know if it works on the Greenway.
Uh-huh. So I told this to a friend of mine.
So what happened was, hold on.
He told two friends.
Because you know what, Mike? This is how you know that I gave you good information.
Hello?
I gave it to Janet about a month ago. Hi.
Hello.
Hello, Janet. Oh, hold on. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, hi, sweetie.
Hi.
I told Mike about that thing with the Dulles Toll Road and the tolls. And how long ago did I tell you that?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe 4 months ago.
And have you been doing it ever since?
Can I take the fifth?
Baby, they're not going to know. I mean, nobody knows who you are.
Yes, I have.
And have they sent you one ticket?
No.
Thank you.
I didn't
you gave my secret away.
You know, if I get the courage up,
I'm going to have to try that sometime.
Well, I'll tell you.
I did it last night.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Like what, Mike? First off, it's 75 cents.
She doesn't.
Mike, I do it every day. It was in the newspaper. If you do a Google search or a Yahoo search, it'll tell you. The state of Virginia says eventually...
I'm freaked out.
They're going to put cameras... So I called Mike on the way home last night.
You told me. And I said, well, I'm probably going to take 66. Then I hear there's bad traffic. And I came up, and I just, at the last second, I did...
And Mike said...
And I'm guilty.
Mike said sometimes he
I'll
takes,
pay the quarter.
He takes the dollars toll. You didn't do it?
I'll pay 50 cents.
75.
75 cents.
You didn't do it?
Huh?
You didn't do it.
No, I didn't.
You're a liar. What do you think? The cops are going to show up and try to get 75 cents from you?
I didn't do anything
of that kind. I'm telling you, you can drive through. Now, it doesn't work everywhere. I know that, for instance, the Bay Bridge, where they also have Easy Pass.
Right.
You go through that, and they do take a picture of your bumper, and they send you a bill for $5, double the toll. Mm-hmm. I know that I've been on the New Jersey Turnpike. I've been on the Pennsylvania Turnpike with Easy Pass.
Prison time.
Well, you have Easy Pass.
Do you have it or do you not?
Yes, I do.
You're confusing me. You said you do it all the time. Well, you don't have to worry about doing it all the time because you have Easy Pass.
I have it. But the cop, one day when a cop came down to my house about stuff with freedom,
he told you that...
He said to me, do you take the Dulles Toll Road? And I said, yes. And he said, how'd you like to save $1.50 every day? And I said, what are you talking about? And then he said... Do you read whatever it is, the Langley Times or whatever? And he was right. There is an article. And I told Janet 4 months ago, because in her job, she drives everywhere.
Right,
always.
Right.
I said, sweetie, you're killing yourselves with like $10 worth of tolls. Either buy the Easy Pass or do what I've been doing. Just drive through.
It looks like they have cameras there.
They don't. Janet? Now, Janet? Janet,
those two little white things that are kind of pointed in that direction.
Janet, every time you've gone through, doesn't it say toll not paid?
Yeah, and a bell goes off.
Right.
Right. And?
And I still, to this day, get nervous every time I go through there.
But
and
have,
then I look in my rearview mirror
sweetie,
to
have,
see if someone's going to chase me.
What did I tell you? Didn't I tell you, if you get a ticket, now I cannot account for the Dulles Greenway.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's like a $2.75 toll.
I don't know. If I really get my courage up, I might try it.
You're such a pussy. You're such a pussy. So I called Mike. Oh, hold on a second, sweetie. I called Mike last night on the way home, and I said, he mentioned the toll road, and I said, oh, boy, am I glad we talked. You know, you can just drive through the Easy Pass lanes, and you did it, you son of a bitch. I'm proud of you. You know, Mike, that's how you stick it to the man.
I don't know what you're talking about.
That is how you stick it to the man. And just like Rupert Buckley.
You're Josh, and you're telling stories.
Hey, they want to fix it, put some cameras in. But until they do, I'm telling you, if you're listening to us right now in D.C., and you're going either inbound or outbound on the Dulles Toll Road.
Oh, God.
Get in the Easy Pass lane, and I swear to God.
They had that on a TV station, too. I think they had a local TV station might have had a report.
I believe it was one of those things that they buried, like, around the time.
It's a creepy feeling, though.
It's not a creepy feeling.
It is for me.
Are you kidding?
It is for me. It is a creepy feeling. It was a very weird feeling. It was a very weird feeling.
Because you had a rush.
No, I feel the way Janet feels about it. It's just, you think all of a sudden, you know, it's going to be like,
oh, but
you know, some flying saucer is going to come down and pick you out of your car.
She feels so bad about it. How long have you been doing it, sweetie?
4 months at least.
4 months at least.
And I'm looking how much money in my mind. I calculate on a monthly basis how much money.
Yeah, I went on the Easy Pass website, and you have to put, like, a deposit in.
Yeah,
and
yeah, it goes to your credit.
And you got
to
use it enough, and I don't use it enough to
see,
to really
so what I do
it.
Is, like, once a week, I just go through and let it go ding, ding, so it sees that I'm still active. Because if I ever go anywhere where I actually have to pay a toll, I've got it. But then, otherwise...
How does it work?
What do you mean? It's a thing that you put in your windshield or your dashboard, and it's got an infrared something in it, and it reads it right there at the light.
All right. I wish all tolls were like that. You know, in general.
What,
I wish
free?
All tolls. Free. Free.
It
wouldn't be tolls.
Anyway, listen, that's my gift to you, the listener. Go ahead. All day. Free tolls, courtesy of the Don and Mike Show.
Well, you know, I knew you were. The real story, if you want to know the truth, is I know I left you a message saying that I did it last night. I know you were feeling a little low about your birthday, and I knew that would cheer you up if I told you I did that. So what I did was I really waited the 15 minutes and paid
You're such a pussy. Don't be a pussy, Mike.
I paid the 75
cents. I'll tell you, I've done it maybe 100 times.
But you have the speed pass, so yes. It's legal.
Yes, I do, Buzz.
And, you know, I'll go one step further. It also works if you keep going and you drive through the gate and break the gate off. They don't care.
I don't know what everybody's so afraid about. This is not a secret that I've discovered. This is something that was in the newspaper
right.
that a cop told me about.
Right.
A cop told me about. I do it all the time. Listen, we got a lot of calls on this. Janet, I'll talk to you later, sweetie.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. All right, see, Mike, I gave her the same advice 4 months ago.
I know you did.
Now, hold on. From walking the street. I bet a lot of people are doing, or have heard of this as well and are doing it. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
I'm on my way. I'm going through. Me no pay. Me no pay.
Come on, no, don't scream it at the poor toll operator.
Yeah, I mean, God, why don't you just announce it on the radio?
That light's going to go ding. That light's going to go ding. And I'm not paying.
Oh, get out of here. Get out of here, please. Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Hey, was he talking about the 28 interchange or the...
Hi, it's him. It's me. It's
he.
Don with Mike. And I am talking about the main interchange right by... at Tyson's Corner, right by Route 7, right where it joins onto the Beltway.
Well, because about once a week at the 28 interchange, they definitely leave a cop out there. So maybe they don't have cameras, but that cop would be more than happy to pull people over.
I bet the cop has got something to do with HOV or maybe getting people speeding. That's another thing that cops love doing. And you really should, even if you could cheat on the easy pass, watch it on the speed. If it says, like, speed 35, a lot of times
They're hanging out right at that toll.
There's a smoky bear waiting for you right
and
there.
People that pull through and cheat on their tolls are known to be pedophiles normally, so...
Well, I'm living proof of that, sir. Where are your children? Bring me your children.
Sell them to me.
Bring me your children.
Sell me your children.
For goodness sakes. Hello, Don and Mike show. Eric. Here's a guy named Eric. Hi, Eric.
Yeah. How you doing, Don?
We're doing
well.
Hey,
you cannot do it on the Greenway because I got a $75 ticket. And I had an Easy Pass. I just blew through it too fast.
Oh. So you can go through Easy Pass too fast and it won't read your card?
Right. And then they took a nice picture and sent it to me.
Well, that's why.
If you have an Easy Pass, you have to pay.
That's why if you are at an Easy Pass where they're actually charging you, that's why the speed limit goes down so dramatically.
Because it won't be red if you go
right.
through too fast.
If you go through like at 60 miles an hour. But have you ever done it at the Dulles Toll Road at the right up by the Beltway?
Correct.
Have you ever run it right at the Beltway? Dulles Toll Road?
Yeah, right.
Oh, yeah, and it rings and sends you a little yellow light that says you went through.
Right. And have you ever gotten a ticket?
No.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
There you have it.
Bye-bye.
So you would think with all that money that they collect every day that they pop for the cameras.
I mean, I'm telling you, I don't know if the cops are going to come down and arrest me after the
I mean, they have, no. But what they've done...
I've done it at least 100 times!
What they've got is the things like you
at
see in the...
At least 100 times!
You're flaunting the law. What they've got is they've got the little fake cameras like you get in the catalogs.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really what that is. You know, if your business wants a security system...
Mike, at the Dulles Toll Road, there's not even a fake camera.
Yes, there is. Yeah, there is. I saw them last
white
night.
White boxes.
There are two what appear to be cameras right there.
No, they're not.
They bought them at Sky Mall.
Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
I just want to tell Mike he can get the Easy Pass and use it as little as once a year. I had one. I used it all the time for my job, changed job. I still have it. Used it only once.
I thought it was like monthly. Like you had to put in 35. It's like $35 a month or your total of tolls.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey,
what do you care,
going?
Mike? You're
going
to get it for free now. like everyone listening to the show today. Yeah. What do you want, a radio station that gives you traffic and weather on the 8th? You want a radio station that tells you how to go through the toll for free?
Yeah.
On the 8th.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey, and again, like I said with Rupert Puppet, if I'm so wrong, state of Virginia, change it. Change it. But I guarantee on the way home tonight, I'm going through. Mm-hmm. And I ain't paying. Fantastic. 75 cents to the man. Shove it. Hello.
You're with
Don and Mike.
Sticking it to the man.
Yeah,
hey, but you are the man. Maybe.
Yeah. Hello, Chuck, Mother Chucker. Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
I get through that Easy Pass every day when I'm up there for work. The Dulles and 495 one?
Right.
Never. Ever got a ticket.
I mean, it's been reported. That there was actually, Mike, you're right, there was a report about it saying...
Yeah, I think there was more than just like in that newspaper. Mm-hmm. I seem to remember local news talking
there
about
you go.
That. They're not going to make any money. But it's funny because when you go through, and if you'll notice it tonight... Look down, like, on that little brick wall,
or
whatever the wall is, and you'll see the
little white
camera-looking things. Like the kind of cameras we used to have at the old radio station.
Made of cardboard.
Made of cardboard.
You know,
made of chocolate.
And take
Big cameras made me, it just made me think of something that when I was down at Clemson a couple of weeks ago visiting Bart, I saw sitting on his table in his living room, his coffee table. I walked up and I said, "Hey, now what is this?" It was it appeared to be a cell phone, right? Mm-hmm. So I pick it up and I go, "Hey, pal, where did this come from?" It was a cell phone in a nice little leather case. Mm. And he said, "I bought it." I said, "Since when do you buy phones? You don't have money, et cetera, et cetera." He said, "Dad, take it out of the little case." And I took it out of the case, and it looked just like a cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
It's a flask. and where the antenna is that goes up and down?
That's where the spigot is?
That's where you unscrew it. And
tiny little flask.
Well, he and I drank out of it, and it works.
It functions.
It works.
It's great.
It works.
That's great. You can take that. You can take that to class. It works with no bars.
Like the old days, they had the binoculars that were a flask.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know binoculars used to be flask.
They still do. Yeah. You can have so many things. Well, what a flask is really. I mean, the great tradition of the flask came about during Prohibition.
Right.
When it was illegal to have booze.
Right.
So you had I am sure you could go on the internet and find all sorts of clandestine ways to, imbibe.
Mike O'Mara, the boozy historian.
The boozy historian. Hey, your flask was originated.
Right. But he's a toll payer.
Oh, stop. I'm new to it. I'm new to it. You know, and you got it, you know what? You got it a little differently than I did. You know, you got it from the law, and
I think. I did go in the little local newspaper,
right,
and saw the little article as well, because at first, you know, even though I like cops, and these cops are very nice.
See, getting it from you was kind of like, you know, throwing the egg at the car, you know, go ahead, throw the egg at the car, throw the egg.
Oh, thanks.
You know, it was just like getting, you know, it's like the...
Like what, I'm going to screw you? I gave you a valid tip line.
No, not screw me. I hey, look, you know, the fact is that... I'm really going to try it.
You did it last night, you quizzy. Hello,
I'm
Don and
really
Mike show.
I'm going to give that a shot.
You did it. I did what I've done hundreds of times, at least 100 times. At least, hell, you know what?
Hey, Mike.
Frida does it, for God's sakes. My mother-in-law does it.
Well, for God's sakes, you should put a camera up there.
It's my way of helping people just save a few dollars.
Right.
Hey, what's up? You're on the air.
Hey, Mike, I think you definitely need to get the easy pass. But don't actually use it, like kind of stick it in your glove box, whatever. And so if you go through the tolls and for some reason you do get caught, they'll only make you pay what the cost of the toll was. You get like one free pass. Because that happened to me.
I don't listen to these people. What you want to do, just be a full-fledged cheater.
All the way. Don't have an easy pass.
Probably. Get the easy pass for when you go to Jersey. Get the easy pass for when you go up to Maine.
I think I will do that.
The Pennsylvania Turnpike.
Because I'll tell you, I've been in traffic jams where I've envied those people.
Yeah.
Especially, you know where more than anywhere? Wilmington, Delaware.
Mike, hello. Try going to Atlantic City, and you know that?
Yep.
Is the Delaware Memorial
Bridge. Delaware Memorial Bridge, Wilmington, Delaware, just what I said.
Can I tell you that the easy pass there alone will save you 25
minutes
on your trip to AC?
Wow. I will do that.
That
every
one,
time I'm coming up
that
on
one
the
you
other
gotta
thing,
pay.
That'll be cool.
You got to pay that one.
I was on the website today doing a little research.
In Atlantic City?
No, actually doing the research because...
On Easy Pass.
Well, let's say, for the sake of argument, if I had done what you said, I was just curious as to, any of the articles that had been written on that type of thing. And I was, when you called me with that, it was seriously, you know how fast I get out of here? You know when you called me last night?
Yeah.
I was almost there. I was just coming over the Cabin John Bridge.
Okay, speed racing.
When you called me.
God damn!
Since you're calling me a pussy and I'm not a lawbreaker, I was almost there. And I popped, I took your phone call, turned on the radio.
Right.
And then just 5 seconds later, I made that call. Went across five lanes of traffic. And went to the access road.
And any time does paint come off your car when you're driving away from
there? No. Buzz will pay.
Only if I pass.
Buzz passes me occasionally.
Hello, last call for a break.
On occasion.
Hello.
I got your speed pass.
Hello.
Hey, yeah, hey, guys. I've been driving that road for 15 years, have not paid the toll once. I figure I owe them about $68,000.
That is good.
You know, if they want to fix it.
Nobody's contradicting this.
If they want to fix it, put a sign up or something. And again, state of Virginia. If it's not true, call the show, and I'd be glad to take back what I have said.
Absolutely.
But I'm telling right now...
You're going to get that call at the same time that Dave Hughes calls.
All commuters this afternoon,
Free treat from the Don and Mike show to you. Do not pay at Easy Pass at the Dulles Toll Road.
You go to Speed Pass tonight, it's going to be backed up, and people will be sailing through the regular tolls.
Goddamn right.
Let's do it, honey.
Right. Well, I don't know how many more gifts we can possibly give out, Mike, besides the gift of personality. And
when does the generosity stop?
And the gift of friendship and companionship on this show. Why, the giving never ends.
It never does.
And now let's hear some good words from the elves that make it all possible.
Number 4 Arbitron rated, the Don and Mike show.
Ever had to get to the rodeo, but you had this problem? I'm Franklin, born with a tooth. From Brockett Used Motors, and I'll let you in on just a little bit of a deal. If you come down here with a case of beer, I can give you a good deal on an old 65 Chevy Impala four-door. You can put both the mother and the father-in-law in there, and the six cousins, and as well their sisters. And don't forget Grandma, too. You can even get five others in the trunk if you take out the spare tire. And on Wednesdays, you can drive into town and hang out around Galt Gardens. It doesn't have any hubcaps, and a window in the back is just plastic. But a good deal at only $4 to $8 if you bring me a case of whiskey. Come on down today. Listen to one satisfied customer. Okay, we'll see what we got here. This son of a bitch car better start. I gotta get to the rodeo. Well, she's running a little rough. Good whitey car. Needs a spark plug. And this thing's a piece of shit.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Whoa, look out! Look out!
The recipe for indifference. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, here we are.
I'm back on Rupert's site.
I find it hilarious that Don Geronimo said he needed 60 seconds to have his rant, and it turned into 60 minutes. I truly believe he's the most insecure person I've ever listened to. My 6-year-old child has more self-confidence in himself than this guy. Keep up the good work infuriating Donnie.
The ballsy kid.
Yeah. Well, let me just say, I am insecure.
Is that from the webmaster, or is that...
No, again, that's from the mailbag. I am insecure. I have no problem talking about it. The fact that I said that I needed 60 seconds and talked about it for 60 minutes is not really the point. The point is, you listened to it for 60 minutes.
Bingo!
And then went to a website to write about it.
Mm-hmm. I think that people find insecurity very entertaining.
And beyond my insecurity, you asked should also know, I know what I'm doing. I'm very calculated. I mean, do you really think I come on and say, only 30 seconds for this topic, when I'm not ready to go an entire friggin' hour? Please. It's called time spent listening. Do I have to explain to you radio files how it works?
Yes, you do.
Here's more. Here's another one. Laugh out loud, LOL. The radio gods are on the defensive again, lashing out at this site in a threatening way. I guess the ratings decline does mean something to them despite their protests. Funny, boys. Funny.
Here he goes. I love it.
Here's another. What a bunch of babies Don and Mike are. They have to threaten you're doing something illegal by posting ratings early to scare this posting. What else do these old grannies do? Call the cops on their neighbor's kids for being too loud?
Get off our lawn.
That is lame and cowardly.
You can't park there.
Who cares how great their ratings are?
Well, apparently the guy that runs the website does.
Yes, and that poster right there, that guy that put that in the mailbag.
Dan, here's the best one. It was just posted a few moments ago.
Mm-hmm. I stopped listening to Don and Mike because they keep the stupid reverb on their voices all the effing time.
Oh, yeah.
Listening to WJFK at headphones when Don and Mike come on gives me a headache. I turn it on every day, hoping that I will turn it off and never... Hold on. I keep hoping every day they will turn it off, and they never do. So off goes WJFK at 3 p.m.
Again.
I hope they get the message with the drop-in ratings that many of us will continue to turn them off if they keep using reverb.
So they get back to that again.
Yeah.
And that's somebody who's listening because again, they're responding to everything that's going on.
That's right.
Going on.
That's
going
right.
on.
And
they get headaches.
One more time, I'll just tell you about Rupert Pupkin. Yeah. It's kind of like calling the authorities on him.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care. The guy's being screwed by the guy at WTOP Radio. And I can't tell you how many times the other radio stations in this town have tried to screw Mike and I. I mean...
Oh, my God.
Specifically, there are stations in this town that tape our show and send it to the FCC, write complaints to the FCC, sign their names to them, monitor this show. If you don't think this backbiting stuff goes on behind the scenes, you're foolish. You're full of crap. The only difference between them and us is that we slaughter the pig in front of you. We don't do it behind the scenes. That's the only freaking difference.
Yeah, and the fact of the matter is, I mean, there are places where, you know, this information is, you know, is gathered and disseminated in the right way.
Which is
and,
why...
And the fact is, you know, and if this guy over there at TOP is doing it this way, screw him.
And
I mean,
know,
really, it's ridiculous.
And I noticed when I was looking at Rupert...
And have a little self-discipline.
When I was looking at Rupert's site, he has the Washington, D.C. numbers, and he says... Baltimore later today.
Huh.
You know why that is?
Why?
That's because he doesn't know anybody in Baltimore that's running a station that can give him the ratings early.
That's too
He has to wait until he gets
the... They have
from...
a little Politburo.
Yeah, he has to wait until he gets his information like everybody else
he
does.
He needs more friends.
Yeah.
It's the Politburo.
Anyway, all you little asswipes out
there... Yeah, with Farley, it's the Politburo.
All you little asswipes out there, first off, our ratings are not going down, okay? Our ratings sucked about 6 months ago. Our ratings are going up. We were down 0.7 points for the month of August. That's nothing. You dicks that hate this show, I defy you to stop listening. I defy you if you hate this show to stop listening. You can't. You're going to listen right now, and you're going to go to a website, and you're going to write something about it, and you are losers, and we are winners, because you have played into my hand. Now, really, that's all I want to say on the topic.
Yes. Breath, two, three, four.
And.
That's all you want to say on the topic.
Finally. As I end this lecture on puppeteering, also, you must admit, it is a great way for us to let our audience know how important the ratings are without doing anything that gets us in trouble with a ratings company.
Bingo.
Let me just say, that's some elfin goodness.
You know, when you wrote this script last night and showed it to me, I thought it was absolutely terrific.
Brilliant, really.
Anyways.
Because the fact is, we get the ratings early. That'll screw with them.
Yeah,
we get it actually.
So, yes, that's right. That's what it's boiled down to.
Mm-hmm.
It's boiled down to the fact, and really, this thing with Rupert Pupkin and this website, when we fought with him 3 or 4 months ago, he declared a truce, wrote a nice big thing about us, and we didn't talk about him at all.
Right.
He's the guy that's got to put his headline today, you know, Jim Farley kicks Don Geronimo's ass in PM drive. He's the guy that's starting this whole thing up again. Rupert, you want to go down this road? I've demonstrated before. I've got the time. I've got the friends. We've got the microphones. Come on, dude.
I'm just thinking about the holidays.
You want to put the knife in our back? Try it when the ratings really count. Try it a month from now. When I've already said, we will be number one.
Right on.
Number one, number one, number one. Oh, I was listening to Don and Mike today. Oh, I forgot. I hate Don and Mike because they talk too much and play reverb. I wasn't really listening. I accidentally scanned by the station. Dave, you're a great guy. Why would they try to do that to you? Gee, I don't know. Why would WCXR or WJZW or WRQX or WWDC or 98 Rock in Baltimore, why would any of those stations go behind the scenes to try to get Mike and I in trouble?
with the Arbitron Rating Company.
Why? It's war.
Why would that be?
Why?
Because that's how the business works. That's how the freaking business works.
That's why I've always described the business to my friends as warm and fuzzy.
Yes.
It's a warm and fuzzy world out there.
Love. You know, I mean, do I really have to explain to you idiots, to you idiot radiophiles who write that you can't believe I talked for something about it, talked about for something for an hour when I said for a minute? Don't you get it? That's why the show has great ratings. I mean, face it.
That's what people are writing about.
Whatever comes out of this mouth or that mouth, people want to hear it.
Mm-hmm.
Now that mouth, yeah. And that mouth, yes too. Mm-hmm. Buzz gets a yes too. But listen, whatever comes out of here, whatever comes out of there, you know what it is? It's genius, and you cannot take your ears away from it.
And it's 20 years that's been going on.
You just can't.
20 years.
So go ahead. Keep writing. Keep
20
writing.
Years of genius.
Keep writing how we
suck. Get the bumper stickers printed up right now.
And I don't mind saying, I probably am more insecure than your six-year-old kid. But I ask you this. Did you six-year-old kid got $20 million in the bank? I'm not that insecure, dickhead. If I was really mad, I could walk away from it.
Right.
I love doing this.
Right.
I love it. And I love it now. Bring it on, because Mike and I are like in gladiator mode now. Bring it on.
Bring it. Well, it has gone from being something that we've always been intrigued with to something that has annoyed us to something now that I absolutely adore it. I love it. I absolutely love to see that. That is that put me in the best mood possible to see how excited he got.
Yeah.
That's just a delight, because really, it's something that we don't get from the other radio stations in town, and we get it here, and it's fantastic, and it's great to have.
No, the only guy that wants to fight is that guy at DC 101, and he was only good when our ratings were number 15.
Right.
That's when he wanted to fight, when we were number 15. You know, when he felt like everybody else that he could just kick us when we were down.
Right.
Please, he can bite one of my roids off, too. I know you said, Tom said he was going to move on to something else, and they're still talking about
it. What's up with that? Well, somebody's typing that right now. Somebody is busily typing that right now.
For those of you out there typing and listening, can you just imagine for a second what it would feel like to have it be the other way? Let's stop and think about that for a second. God, I'd kill myself. I swear to God, if I was such a freaking loser that I was listening to a radio station and some disc jockey, and I wanted to write on a website that this disc jockey was a fat F and that his ratings sucked, and that's what I was doing with my time, I swear to God, I'd eat some lead, dude.
You'd take the pipe.
Really? You know what you should do?
Robert Young.
Get your jerk on.
Oh, that happens. You don't have to encourage them to do that.
Do it in front of a girl, though. A girl who you're not related to.
Now what? Now you're
with her permission.
Now you're acting. You're asking the impossible there. That's not going
to
happen.
Try to have some intercourse.
Then ride a unicorn.
Ride a beautiful unicorn. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, my radio guy, 20-year loving listener.
Here we are, Don and Mike, the two guys who are so stupid that we keep doing the opposite of what we're going to say, and our ratings are killing, and we are so insecure. And how can we possibly do a show like this? We are so freaking stupid. I got news for you if you're one of those lemmings. You're the stupid ones. You're the stupid ones. You're the people that really are giving us the momentum. The stupid ones.
It's true. It's absolutely true.
The people that will scream that they are the maddest.
No, it's not, Buzz. No, I just like to throw that in once in a while just to shake things up.
The people that are screaming that this show stinks while they listen to every second of it are the people who are going to propel us even higher in the stratosphere.
I just love being the subject of that. I do. I totally
do. Get used to it. Because as I've mentioned, this town, this Washington, D.C.
Oh, it's going to be right today?
This town
today is going to be 10 days of it.
This town is nothing without us. And I mean, there's nothing good on the radio. There's nothing good to write about on the Internet. The football team sucks. The day Mike and I pack up, you know what this becomes? Ghost town.
Tumbleweed City, baby!
That's when they move the White House to Charlotte.
Yeah, man, I remember a day those two guys, we called them F. We called them Fat F's. That's right, yeah, the Fat F's. We're in town all the time, and
fat F's would be sitting there on the sidewalk, and now all we got is the, well, the saloon closed down and the old hotel and the drugstore went
Do you like it?
Too.
I am, what was that, Rob?
No, it's not what I was talking about.
I am fat, I am insecure, but I'm a goddamn proven success at my job. And all of you butt effers are listening to it right now. So what does that make you? Huh?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Mike. Sometimes it just comes out. Sometimes the greatness, I'm sorry, it just exudes out of me. I can't help it.
You can't keep it in.
It comes out of every orifice, and today's one of those days. This is a great show. You are a great partner. Buzz is a great newsman. Rob is an adequate producer, and yet we are somehow, even with this known as Rob hanging around our necks, we are rising higher than we have ever risen before. God damn, this is a rocket ship to the moon. Get on board.
He's preaching today.
Get on board right now so you won't be one of those late arrivals when we get back to number one and we have the big we want to shove it up your butt party.
Ladies and gentlemen, the opportunity is there for you. Run that toll with us, baby.
Speaking of, hello, Dave.
Got a mic?
Yes, Dave.
Okay, wrong number.
No, Dave, who are you?
Bill?
Hi, Bill. What's up?
Look, we're talking to Don and Mike.
Yeah, you're on with us.
You're
Bill,
on
go ahead.
Here with us. What's up?
Oh, I'm sorry. $20 million, huh, Don?
$20 million. Yes, I have $20 million.
Can I borrow $100?
No.
No.
No. And I don't have $20 million.
Figure of speech.
And if you count, you know, the stuff. You know what I'm saying?
The stuff.
You know, I mean, you know.
You're talking in an NW sort of way.
NW?
Yeah. Hello?
Yes.
Don?
$20 million in a, thank you, Rob, in a solid chocolate vault.
In a brass room.
I made $20 million over my lifetime.
I'm sure.
For God's sakes. You know, more than that kid's six-year-old, more than that guy's six-year-old has.
I made $15 million and I've given most of it away. And not to charity. Right. Yes.
And I'm like that six-year-old who's so immature, I can go to the bathroom by myself.
Don Geronimo versus the six-year-old.
And finally, which of course they don't really mean as finally, but
no, of course not. We know that, though.
Butt effers will think it is. Finally, the fact that I am so goddamn insecure and let it be so openly there for you is, again, something that you don't find anywhere else. Because on one hand, I'll scream how great we are, how I got genius come out of every orifice. But on the other hand, I am as insecure as anybody else you'll ever find. So deal with that. You know what I call it? I call it chemistry.
That's right.
I call it chemistry with Mike, and I got a way of speaking that's captivating. And even if I'm reading the phone book, you're going to listen to it. And if Mike's reading the phone book, you're going to listen to it. You know why? Because we're men, and we know what we like to say. And you like to listen. And little brain butt effers out there like to write stuff on creepy guys' websites. Creepy guys who deserve to be taken away by the Arbitron police.
You're listening to the reason why if somebody's playing for one NFL team and they trash talk another NFL team, this is why they put it up on the bulletin board. Right here.
But I'm urging all these creeps, put it up on your bulletin board.
Well, I'm saying that when you're the guy coming in, you're coming in to play on game day, okay?
Mike, let me just say this.
The coach, wait a minute, let me finish.
Okay.
The coach comes in, and he reads something from the paper, all right, that T.O. or somebody said from another team, and he cuts it out, and he puts it on that bulletin board, all right? You're coming in, and you're seeing that. And you were motivated to play the game anyway. You came in here motivated. But you see that up on the bulletin board.
Goddamn right.
Are you motivated to play now?
I'm ready.
Are you ready to play the game now?
I'm ready. Goddamn.
In fact, we all were in our own different way. You articulated better than any of us. But we come in today, and I swear to God, that thing was on that website, and all of us collectively, you know what it was like? It was seriously like the day before Christmas. We were in here because that negative attitude, we feed on it, man.
Keep telling us we can't do it.
Please.
Because it's so great every time to prove you're wrong.
That is the natural dynamic. And that's seriously, if I can say one more thing, that's seriously. Sometimes I have to say it like that. That seriously is one of the reasons this show has had the staying power. Because when you throw that crap at us,
We feed on it. We eat it like Popeye eats spinach with E. coli.
They make us stronger.
Yeah.
We're not afraid to say that we're insecure, that your words bite. You know why? Because we know in a month, we own you!
Do you know what really runs us down?
Your soul, send us your children!
You know what really runs us down? When we are number one, and we've been number one many times over the years, and like when an exec will come down the hallway and go, hey man, fantastic job, they say, get out of here, get out of here, I don't want to talk about that. We like the negative. We feed on it.
Hello.
Hello.
Feed it to us.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Feed on
it. Hey, buddies.
Hey there.
You know, you're finally admitting to what one famous retarded caller once said. Your ratings are so good because there's nothing else on.
That's right. We have no competition at all.
That's right. Nothing else on.
Sean Hannity is a nobody. The news station is nothing. The rap station, the hip-hop station, they're nothing. The jazz station, the country station, the 8,000 stations that play Matchbox 20 over and over again. Right. Yeah, we suck because there's nothing on. We are the Michael Jordan of radio. It is about goddamn time that somebody in this market stood up and made a statue of me and a statue of Mike, just like the one outside the United Center for Michael Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
Are you playing basketball?
Where would you put it? Where would you put the statue?
Front of the White House, Mike. What better way to say to all of the immigrants and all the protesters that this is a land of opportunity?
I think we should put it at the where 495 joins the Dulles Toll Road.
That's a perfect spot.
And really, it'll be a welcoming statue.
Yes.
It'll be you and I kind of like waving people through.
Welcome. Don't pay the toll. And as now you notice, it's not like the Virginia Department of Transportation is called and said, oh my God, don't say that.
They're out shopping for cameras.
As a matter of fact, we've had a bunch of calls up here. Hey, Joe?
Yeah?
Joe, I know I've not gotten to a lot of these calls. We've had people call and say they're flying through the toll booth, right?
Oh, yeah. One truck driver called in to say there was actually a line at the Dulles
Oh, station. No. Yeah.
Yeah.
I should have thought of that before.
Yeah. Well, that happens when you have the hottest goddamn radio show in the nation's capital. When you say something and people goddamn listen.
when you're not
just on saying, hey, we play at the best variety coming up.
Oh, yeah, fantastic.
Hey, how you doing? We're going to be shocking today. Penis, vagina, penis, vagina.
Please, eat me. Eat me.
Dingo and the baby.
Eat me.
Dingo and the baby.
I'm Dingo and he's the baby.
Whoa. I love Don and Mike.
Hello.
Yeah, I know we got to do this. Hello there, you're on the air. Kevin.
Yeah.
Hi.
Don.
Yeah.
Hey, on the Bay Bridge, Chesapeake Bay Bridge, I go from Kent Island to Kingsburg every day. It does take your picture because if I forget my easy pass, it mails me a picture and it.
Hold on, okay. I believe I did say that. And the fine is $5.
No, it isn't. They just give you a regular toll. They don't give you any fine if you register.
If you have Easy Pass.
Well, see, what I did one time was drive through without the Easy Pass at the Bay Bridge.
Uh-huh.
And I got a letter in the mail saying, yo, it was $5.
And I made that. You know, I made that commute this guy made. And I, my heart is with you, sir.
It's not bad.
No, I said the same thing back when
Mike
I was
Mike used to make it every day.
Jesus Christ.
Like a 2-hour drive every day.
I had like a big vat of coffee in the back seat with a straw.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don.
Yeah.
Listen, man, I've been listening to you for 20 years, right?
Right.
If you got the hottest radio show, then how come I can get through on the phone every time now on the first call?
Because we answer the lines and we have 24 lines as before where we had 6. If you've got a problem because you can call and get right through, I'll do what the other DJs do. I'll busy up the lines. There's a number you can press that makes all the lines go busy.
Now, the point
Joe just did it.
It's not just that. That's one point. The second point is you're always angry. You're always mad now.
Isn't that fun? Isn't it fun? And you're listening.
I'm not mad.
And you've been listening for 20 years.
I'm really not mad. Right.
For 20 years. And it's just every day I tune in, you're bitching about somebody or something.
Okay, what did I bitch about yesterday that upset you so much?
It was today. As soon as
No, hold on. You said every day. What about yesterday?
I've been listening to you since 1986.
That's the key thing.
Okay, so you said...
And that's what we should focus on.
Now you said every day I bitch about something. Well, tell me something. Go ahead. Besides today.
It's not just, I can't single out one. Well, then stop listening.
I am charismatic. I am charismatic, dramatic. You stupid douchebag. I'm only angry at stupid people like you, and right now I'm angry at the guy on the website, and I'm not even really angry at him. This is just a show, you dumb dick.
How can you be mad at me? A guy who's been listening to you for as long as I have.
How can I be mad at you? Because
first you call and say,
well, how great can the show be? Because I can get right through.
Yeah, what is that? Now, answer that. What? Answer that. How can you be mad at a guy that says that? Well, what do you say that for?
Because you're a dick.
If you're a fan of the show and you've loved the show for 20 years, as you say, what's that all about?
All right, let me answer my question.
Answer that question.
What is that all about?
What it's all about is the first hour of the show today is, once again, wait, you give those guys all that airtime. Don't just...
Hey, douchebag! Now I am mad. You listened to it. You responded. I don't care if you say you like it, you don't like it. If you listened to it, and I suckered you in enough that you not only listened for 2 hours, but you called the show, you know what that makes me? A big, fat winner.
You know, maybe it's because I live it every day, but it's not a difficult concept to get your head around if you think about it. It really is not. But people don't get that. You don't get that, do you?
Go on being angry, Don, the rest of your life.
Yeah, he doesn't want to listen.
I tell you what, I will until 2008 when I leave, and then every day you're going to get in your car and go, oh, I miss that angry guy.
Is he there?
No, he's still there.
Where are you now? Silence.
No, he's gone.
He's gone.
He's gone.
That's weird. But that's, in a way, it's weird, but yet it is the dynamic. It's like, hey, listen. How come I got through it? I've been listening to it for 20 years.
Joe Burns through the calls quickly, too. Put it this way. Would you watch a television show where everybody on the show was nice and polite and happy all the time?
That's King of Queens, Buzz.
Yeah, it's texture. It's interesting. It's human.
I watched Leno. I watched Leno last night.
Jesus Christ.
It's because Sarah Silverman was on.
You know, someday you...
Sarah Silverman and her teeth.
You people will build a statue to me.
If I
really
mold it
when
myself.
Me and Mike are gone, you'll build a statue. You say, God damn... I miss that ass, and I miss that other ass.
Mm-hmm. You want the same pose as the Jordan Post statue?
Yeah. You know, I don't want the statue.
No, what?
You can have the statue. I want the decanter.
Oh, where somebody screw your head off and drink it out of your neck?
Yeah. Like, I want it mass-produced, too. That's so people can put them in little shops. Little shops where they sell NASCAR products.
That is a good... Hey, Joe. Joe, you're killing me now. Joe, only you and I get that. Like, if every line is ringing... Please don't busy them all up now.
Okay? As soon as you said that, he did it. As soon as you said that, he put all the lines on hold.
Yeah.
He loves that button. Joe, I think Joe loves that button more than any other button.
Hello.
I'll block all the sons of bitches.
My show.
Who's in control?
Hello?
Yes.
Hey, you need to book that guy, that 20-year caller.
We don't do that as much as we used to because we don't take the volume of calls, but we should have booked him.
Well, obviously...
We got the software now.
You don't take the volume of calls. No one's calling you, right? Except for him.
Yes, he's right. The only one, and you. And you. You
well, I mean, we got two listeners, so you're number one in our books.
Okay.
All right. Let's take a call from number three.
I love Don and Mike's show.
Hope there is a number three.
I love number three.
Yes, it's you, sir.
I've got lots of number three.
Here's slow number three.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, bye.
I can't understand why you guys are so angry all the time.
Now you're just trying.
I understand.
You're just trying to play with us.
Yeah,
silly goose. I really hope you guys change your mind about retiring 2008. We really will miss you.
Love you. I love you. You're super.
I love you. I want to tell you.
Honey, I love you. Honey, I miss you.
Manny. Waiting for the Robert E. Lee.
Why are you so angry? They got to talk to stupid morons like you every day. Hey, Don, how come I can always get through first thing? I've been a big fan since 1987.
Now, see, what you're doing now is you're projecting on this caller the previous caller. This caller was making fun of the other caller.
Okay.
Fair enough.
Okay. I got you. Thank you, Mike.
Timmy has good carry out, too.
Sometimes I need my handler to rein me in. A lot of times Mike has to get that thing like they get on the animals at the zoo. You know that like final recall, that total recall thing, that thing they put around their neck with a big long stick on it?
Yeah, well, sometime between now and 2008, I'm going to get bitten in the neck and have a stroke. And I'll have a big pop it up. That's the Siegfried and Roy joke.
Oh, okay.
Come on, boys. You're losing your heads. It's the Siegfried and Roy joke. Bitten in the neck, had a stroke. Yeah, remember?
Right.
Fag, Lion Keeper, Las Vegas. Please.
I'm too busy being angry.
Peas grow there.
Fellas, you're losing your heads.
You're losing your heads, fellas.
All right, we got a break. We'll be right back. Oh, and hold on. For those of you that have been waiting for the funny. Oh, my God.
For the funny.
A big bowl of funny coming right up. Right. We'll be right back.
Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
Let's take a call. Cape California. Hello.
Hi, Larry.
Hi.
Don Imus. How are you doing today? Love your radio show. Can you tell me what happened to Don and Mike in New York City? If they're not on live anymore?
Are they back on? They were taken off for a while. Are they on or out of... Not on the air in New York, Don.
Don and Mike?
Yeah.
You know, I don't know whether they're on or not.
Well, Don and Mike are on. They're on in Washington, right? Don and Mike.
I think that's where they originated from, yeah.
Yeah. Las Vegas, hello.
The Don and Mike Show.
How do you handle a hungry man with the Don and Mike Show?
All right, let me see. TV commercial station won't buy for us. Tomorrow we'll call our spineless general manager and tell him about this. I was on YouTube this morning, and I saw one. The name of it is Same Bat Time, Same Bat Channel.
A new one.
This one made me laugh out loud.
Oh, good.
It's somebody who's taking our publicity pictures. And they're doing the Conan O'Brien thing, and it's very well done where the lips...
Cut the mouth out like Cleft Cargo.
And at one point they say, who's that website that said Mike looks like that J.R. Tolkien?
Oh.
Who's the old guy?
J.R.R. Tolkien.
So at one point, it's got my little mouth going, Mike does great impressions like J.R. Tolkien. And it actually... And then you switch to J.R. Tolkien.
The face and the mouth is still in there?
No, it's J.R. Tolkien's face and his body and still your voice. You got going, you're right, Don, I do. And then you say, put on your Batman cowl. And it goes back to my publicity picture.
And I stick it on there?
And it's got the Batman cowl superimposed. That's pretty good, Mike. I mean, that is one
so
of the...
So people are turning up the volume on this a little bit.
That's one of the best ones I've seen.
Good.
Go to YouTube and just write in Don and Mike commercial.
TV commercial, right.
You'll see about that.
And keep them coming, folks.
Yep. We're going to get the spineless general manager on the air about that tomorrow, about buying some TV time. Also tomorrow on the show. Really, we're going to get to the Jerry tapes. No lie, because they're great.
They are
great.
Oh. And you said specifically Ed is great.
Larry's
the winner this year.
Mike, it's a toss-up. You have to hear. You will have to decide if it's Larry or Ed.
Right. Larry is a champion sprinter, but Ed is in for the endurance.
Very good.
So there you go.
Very good, Jerry.
Also, tomorrow on the show, our friend Greg Garcia. Don't forget. Emmy winner Greg Garcia.
One of the best Emmy speeches I've ever seen.
Yep. My name is Earl. He'll be on tomorrow. Also tomorrow, we'll have information about our next Big Money Strip trivia game.
Oh, boy.
Oh, and Friday. Now, we've had to change because J.B. has got a personal day, friend James Brown from CBS Sports. So Friday, we have Piece of Ass. Piece of Ass.
Oh, man. Joe Buck again?
No, Mike, come on. I'm not kidding you now. who's the biggest piece of ass network TV doing football?
BB. Well, she's not doing football.
Bonnie Bernstein doesn't do football.
Just baseball now.
Doesn't do football.
You know, I don't know whether you're being silly or you're being dumb, but now I know you're being silly. Who is it?
Jim Nance.
Jim Nance.
Hey, friends.
Friends. Jim Nance. Well, friends. You know, isn't that appropriate that our first real football segment is going to be Jim Nance?
Yeah, and I told Mike off the air that when I was watching the Denver game last week that went to overtime, they reached a point in the game where Phil Sims was trying so hard to get his point across, and they were having like a pseudo argument about overtime.
Oh, that's right, and he was, and Phil Sims got upset with Nancy.
Phil Sims finally said, "Jim,
let me just talk. Just let me talk.
Wow.
Because it was one of those things about should both teams get the ball in overtime?
And, you know, Jim Nantz is one of those broadcasters where he's just, I mean, you want to talk about always on. He could just sit there and put it on that monotone and just go the whole time.
Hey, guys, Phil, I don't know what you're talking about, Phil.
Phil, I have to keep talking right now. That's what my job is, as whether I'm talking about the Final Four, the Azalea Line fairways, or let me tell you something, guys. The cold temperature's threatening the fans.
Oh, hold on. We got a guy on the phone. It's time for us to step aside. I'll just tell you that when Larry and Larry get here, they're going to be talking to a guy from what state, Robbie?
Wisconsin.
From Wisconsin.
Nebagama.
Guy has the world's largest ball of twine.
Lake Nebagama.
Wow.
Guy has a big ball of string. So let's welcome in Larry and Larry now.
Very good.
Yeah. Live from Washington, D.C., it's the Larry King Show. King Show features interviews with interesting guests from around the world and telephone calls from across North America. It's a presentation of the Mutual Broadcasting System. And now the host of the program, here's Larry.
Hi. I'm Larry.
We're here on the show. Welcome.
We have a man today from Wisconsin. And he loves string. Now, not string cheese.
No, this is a real slice of Americana. This is a real slice of Americana right here.
He's the twine ball. He's Mr. Twine Ball.
You like oddities? You like collectors? This guy is going to wow you.
Let's get him on the phone right now. Hello, is this Frank?
Frank.
Your name Frank. Is James Frank Cotera. You go by the name JFK.
That's right.
Let's go to James in Wisconsin. Go!
You got a twine ball, right?
Twine ball.
Now, twine is like string, right?
Right.
String. String is used to tie shoes. I wear loafers. I wear half boots, actually.
Either I've never put shoes on in 27 years that haven't had either a slip-on quality or a zipper.
Hey, brother, don't forget about our Velcro shoes.
That's the best thing ever invented. All of my sneakers, when I wear them to go to football games, are Velcro.
Do you like string?
JFK, do you like string?
Why do you like string?
Oh, I just love it. I'm having a ball.
How big is your twine ball? Go!
19,500 pounds.
Whoa!
It's a lot of string.
Let me just ask the most operative question. Why?
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 Hobby.
Hobbies are fun, right?
Hobbies are fun.
When I was a boy, I got thrown off my hobby horse. I was weighing my Marshall Dillon suit. I got thrown off the horse.
Did you collect twine? Hey, when you had your hobby horse, brother.
Yeah, brother.
Did you use twine to put what do they call them? The strings that you control the horse? The reins, that's right.
That was...
Thank you, Rob Stein.
I think it was plastic rope.
Plastic rope.
Plastic rope. What kind of rope do you like? What kind of string do you like?
Do you have a brand of twine, JFK?
I like, I'll tell you something I like.
No, any kind.
I like a string bikini.
Oh, yeah.
I think I mentioned I love polio string cheese. I'll tell you a string I don't like. I have to be graphic with you. But at the end of Sean's special time,
I hate that string.
The tampon string.
They should make a law that says no girl should show that string.
Yeah, I said it.
I was at the beach one time. I saw a total stranger showing that string. Hey, JFK. Real bad. You ever see that string, JFK?
Yeah.
That's nasty.
JFK, don't you wish there was a way that product could be used without string? Doesn't that tampon give your special string a bad name?
James, do you have any tampon string on your twine ball?
Lots of it.
You do?
The tampon strings.
Tell us about it.
Tell us about it.
How'd you harvest that?
How'd you collect those?
Well, I just get it from my neighbor. He makes hay.
Are they used strings or are they new strings?
No, they're new strings.
New strings? Really? What other strings do you have in your ball?
Well, they're colored balls. They're blue, green.
Colored balls.
Colored. I got it.
Colored strings.
Hold on. Folks, this Lake King. We're talking to a man from Wisconsin who apparently does not know.
His name is James Frank Cotera.
We're living in the year...
Cotera.
We live in the year 20-06. And And we don't say colored. We say African-American.
Right.
We say black. We say Afro-American. You don't have colored balls. You have African-American balls.
What do you think of that, James?
James?
I think it's fine.
You like Archie Bunker?
Yeah.
Oh, I like All of the Family. Great show. It was a good show. I'll tell you one I didn't like. I expected to laugh. The one where Edith got raped. Not
funny. Why did they get so serious?
Rape is not funny, is it?
It's not funny, especially
rape,
the...
Rape, not funny.
The
rape.
Idea of Jean Stapleton.
Right?
She's a great actress. Rape is bad, right, James?
Right.
Bad stuff. Bad. Bad idea.
How about Archie Bunker? He's good, right?
Carol O'Connor.
Why does he have a girl's name?
Carol. I just said the same thing to Leslie Nielsen. Why the girl's name? Why?
Why the girl's name?
I said the same thing to Dana Carvey. Why? Why a girl's name?
Hey, String Boy.
JFK.
JFK.
Alice Cooper. Why the girl's name?
I got a question for you.
Hey, James, my brother has a question. Go!
You ever had a Band-Aid on your finger? And you leave it on there 2 or 3 extra days. And before you throw it away, you smell it.
You smell your Band-Aids, James?
Right.
I do.
What do they smell like, James?
They smell like hay.
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 Hay because you're in the country. The country's nice, right? Better air?
That's
better
right.
Air out there?
That's right.
Much better air.
Much better.
Mine smelled like pus. Pus. Well, because I had the blister on my hand.
What does pus smell like? Like, I don't know. I could tell you right now. Hold on. It smells like a cheese byproduct.
James, do you know what that smells like?
No.
Do you know? Let me ask you.
They make cheese in Wisconsin, right?
That's right.
Sure.
Brett Favre. Does he like string?
Has a football player ever seen your string ball or your twine ball?
Football?
Has a football player ever seen your twine ball? Go!
No. No?
How old are you?
JonBenet Ramsey's father will be on with Anderson Cooper 360 right at the Larry King Live. We're talking to JFK, who has the world's largest string ball in
Wisconsin. Let me ask you about this twine, JFK. Why do you care? Why do you care about it?
Why do I care about it?
Why is it so darn important? Answer the question.
I'm having a ball.
Yeah. You have any floss? You have floss in that?
That's a good question. Floss is string, right?
I'm going to tell you something. I got introduced to floss about 7 months ago by my dentist.
That's when you broke your cheekbone. It went right through the gum and up to the eye socket.
He said, Larry, have you ever heard of dental floss? And I said, never. And he said, what you do is you take the string and you put it between your teeth. And what happens is I put it between my teeth and it was like a gush of blood coming out.
Yeah, because you hadn't done it in a while, right?
I had never heard of it.
Do you floss, James?
10-4.
10-4.
10-4?
I soaked my teeth.
10-4?
I soaked my teeth in a cup.
Oh!
Next to Sean's.
You're speaking CB radio talk. I love the CB radio.
You remember C.W. McCall? He had a song, right?
Convoy.
Yeah, good tune.
Convoy.
James, what can you tell us about your ball of strength? Go.
Well, it's the biggest ball of twine in God's green earth.
We're on the phone with James from Wisconsin, giving us insight into the untimely passing of the crocodile hunter, Steve Irwin.
Do you think he should have been swimming with the stingrays, James? Do you think that was a good idea?
Yeah, string, would he have been able to save himself?
No.
Do you think so? He should have tied string or twine to his ankle so they could have pulled him into the boat faster?
10-4.
You think he was vigorous?
What do you think his agent was?
You think he was vigorous?
What time is it in Wisconsin?
5:20.
You having a good time with your string?
Having a ball.
It says here you quit drinking. Did you quit drinking what? Soda? Beer?
Beer.
Oh, no, why would you
all that bad stuff.
Why would you do that?
What was your favorite beer when you drank it?
Any kind.
I had a nice highball right before we went on the air today.
Yeah, I had a Brandy Alexander. It's like a milkshake with booze. Whoa.
Why they call them
Shirley Temples?
Why don't they call them
Hillary Duff's?
Or Marilyn Monroe's?
But brother, you're living in the past. Bring it up to current times.
Okay, I'll bring it up. I'll make it relevant for you. Joey Heatherton.
Who wouldn't want to have a ship
with Lindsay Lohan?
How old are you, James?
59.
59.
How old are you?
We don't like to talk about age. Age is just a state of mind.
Based on the talkiness in the corners of our mouth.
We make a lot of money. Don't worry about it.
My brother and I have fathered children.
I plan to father more.
With women.
As I trade in Sean for the new model. Very exciting. Born in 1947, the same year that Curly Howard retired due to his stroke. Have you ever had a stroke, James?
Never.
Which is your favorite stooge?
Curly.
Yeah. You never had a stroke? How about a heart attack?
No.
Cancer?
No.
Brain aneurysm?
No.
We're on the phone with James from Wisconsin. Have you ever strained a stool?
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah, because of the cheese.
Can string help you?
Yeah, it sure can.
You ever find string in there?
Right.
In your stool?
Right.
You ever have pain?
No.
Pain is bad, right?
No pain.
One time I ate a kite.
You had a what?
I ate a kite.
Ate a pair of ladies' pantyhose one time. And it took 3 days for it to finally pass. How you doing, James?
Really good.
Talking to James Frank Catera, also known as JFK. He's talking about his enormous ball of twine.
Somebody just hit the delay button.
What do we say that wasn't good?
I think about the passing of the string and the kite.
Passing of the string?
Whoa. The senses are getting kooky.
I ate a kite.
Your neighbors mind the big ball in the backyard?
Oh, that came out with string.
They don't mind.
Tell me about it.
People just love it.
No, tell me about it.
The ball of twine?
Yeah, tell me about why they love it.
How many times a night you got to get up to go?
Well, they come walking up to it. They touch JFK. They love JFK.
You ever shampoo it?
They shampoo it.
I just got a Tupperware thing by my bed now. I get tired of getting up.
Tupperware is brilliant.
How many times a night you got to get up to go? Prostate.
You talking to me, brother?
I know with you, brother. Since you and I share those...
16 or 17 times.
You and I share those bunk beds.
Little dribble.
I'm talking to our friend from Wisconsin.
James, do you get up in the middle of tonight to go?
No.
Not at all?
Not at all.
Good for you. What do you drink now besides beer? You drink cranberry juice? That's good for your health.
7-Up.
7-Up. That's sticky sweet, isn't it?
Hey.
No, it ain't.
It's 7 and UP. I just made another prostate joke.
Do you ever milk your prostate?
No.
I have.
You taught yourself to do that, brother.
Doctor,
because room service wasn't available. Ever swim in Lake Nabagamon?
Not a swimmer.
Not a swimmer? You're not able to swim?
Not a swimmer.
So if you fell into the water, you'd drown, right?
Drowning is bad, right?
I know it is.
How come you never learned to swim?
God told me not to.
I learned how to swim, but I no longer have the strength to swim.
God told me to be a bachelor.
My arms are too skinny. All that kicking, all that flailing.
What did God say to you? What did God say to you?
Did you say God said something to you?
What did he say to you, James?
God told him to be a bachelor.
God told you, you're not gay, are you?
Never.
You know what God told me? He doesn't like gay people.
God spoke to you.
You like gays?
No.
Why not?
I don't know.
Gays like string.
I suppose. Everybody does.
Twine can be used to restrain small animals.
It sure can.
Sure. What's your favorite breakfast cereal?
Breakfast cereal?
Yeah.
Cheerio?
Why don't you put the S on the end of it?
You don't like gays, huh? You like blacks?
No.
Oh, my.
You're really from Wisconsin, aren't you, Frank?
10-4.
10-4. I think we're going to end this now.
Well, we've been talking with James Frank. His area doesn't like blacks or gays.
You ever string any of them up?
No.
Good.
Good for you.
Well, good luck at Lake Nabigamagon.
And good luck with your prostate.
Having a ball.
And your big ball of string. Anything
having a ball.
Anything you'd like to say to our listeners?
Having a ball.
Having a ball.
Having a ball.
All right.
That's a joke, right? You're telling us a joke, right?
What's your eventual plan for your ball of twine, moron?
What'd you say?
What's your eventual plan for the ball of twine?
Make it as big as I can.
And then what?
Keep on going.
Then go out and crush some black people and some gays.
Keep on going. Keep on going.
Yeah. Keep on going.
Keep on going.
All right. Hope you keep winding it till you die.
That's correct. God will tell me.
Thanks, JFK.
Having a ball.
Six.
Anderson Cooper coming up. Anderson Cooper 360.
Hope you enjoyed listening to Lay King talking to Frank Katera, also known as JFK, who collects a big ball of tampon string.
Having a ball.
Having a ball is his favorite thing to say.
Having a ball.
Freaking douchebag. Hold on, please. Thanks for being on the show.
Thanks a lot.
Having a ball.
We're going to put you on with our producer now, okay?
Very good.
I want to just warn you. He's black and he's gay.
So be nice to him,
he's
okay?
He's offended at what you've said. So be careful.
Fine.
Hold, please.
If we hadn't been doing the Larry voices, we would have killed that guy.
I hope he had as much fun as I know you did.
Call him back.
Of course he hung up.
Call him back and tell him that you are black and gay.
Okay. Yeah, really get into it with him. That'd be fun.
Say something like, hey, dude, I don't appreciate the fact.
He's got his phone off.
He's running away.
I'll try one more.
He does the thing that a lot of people do during the Larry interview, where they just completely retreat into their catchphrase, having a ball. Having a ball, because he doesn't know what's going on.
He's lost.
But here's the trick.
Well, as soon as it rings.
You know, when we do those interviews, neither do we.
Boy, it's not doing anything.
Wisconsin.
Yeah.
The original JFK life.
Man, we'd do better with two Dixie Cup connected with string.
Tampon string.
Whatever.
Boy, that's a weird sound. Oh, there we go. All right, Robbie, now you can talk to the guy off the air. Don't forget, start out. You're black and gay.
Hey, JFK, it's Rob. Thanks for doing the show, but I'm bothered that you don't like blacks or gays because I am a black gay guy. Well, I don't kind of bother you, but don't you bother me. But are we on the same page? Yeah.
I think you're
on. You were great. You were great.
Got to ask him how he thinks it went.
How do you think it went? Yeah. Yeah, 10-4. You know what we'd like to do? We'd like to call you back around Christmas time. Do you celebrate the Christmas? Sure, well, not Jewish people. Do you have any Jewish people in Wisconsin? Yeah.
Call
over Jews.
Having a ball.
Oh, tell him to go get Ben.
Ask him if every black in Green Bay plays for the Packers.
Are there any blacks in Green Bay, Wisconsin that don't play for the Packers?
Thank you.
You don't know. How far are you from Green Bay? Oh, sure, for miles. Well, listen, have a good day, Ben. Having a ball!
I'm black and gay again.
I'm black and gay, and that's okay. Having a ball!
He said it again.
Wow.
Having a ball! Having a ball!
Oh,
having
God.
A ball. Oh, having a ball! Having a ball!
My God. You might want to know what kind of personality collects a ball of twine. Jesus.
He was a good one.
Yes, you were. Wonderful job.
He was a good one.
Yeah, and he really did have that kind of string. Who'd have thunk it?
Tampons.
Wow. That was a bloody good interview.
We got a break.
Wow.
Be back with the Mutual Top of the Hour News.
Anderson Cooper. And then, well, we'll go to sleep and wake up in the morning and have breakfast.
Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
Listen, my friend. I am a supporter of the gay community. I wore a red ribbon to the Emmys. I have been to several Elton John concerts.
What does that mean?
Elton John.
Yes.
Is gay.
The Don and Mike Show.
I'm too sexy for my love. Too sexy for my love. Love's gone.
Homo.
This is Scott Thompson saying Don and Mike are a gay.
We are.
He's a fag.
We are. Oops, hold on a second. What happened to Dude Walker here? Let's see.
He's sorry for the vodka. They will cost him a fortune in fudge. The Don and Mike Show.
There we go. All right. Well, that obviously means that whole setup means it's time for Craig Wilson.
Yay!
It's been, God, how long, Rob? A month?
More than a month.
Did you ever hear of Kong? More than a month since we've had something decent from Craig Wilson. And here it is, straight from today's USA Today. There you go, Mike. Your
Thank
copy.
You. Thank you so much.
And let's get right to it. Of course, he is a great columnist,
His column appears in the Purple Life section every Thursday in USA Today.
He's the wordsmith.
And now, from the USA Today, the final word by Craig Wilson. By George. She looked just like Washington. I had an elementary teacher years ago who looked exactly like George Washington.
Perhaps the more interesting fact is that George was a she.
I remember walking into a classroom that day in September and seeing this imposing woman with wide, white hair pulled back on top of her head, two poofs of her hair covering her ears.
She couldn't have looked more like the father of our country if she tried. A twin, separated at birth.
Who would that if she had thumbed through Colonial Celebrity Magazine, ripped out the page with George on it, took it to her hairdresser and said, I want this.
Who knew you could get your hair done that way in Western New York in 1959? But evidently you could. Maybe it was her own creation. Who knows? You didn't ask about such personal things back then, especially of your teacher.
But I couldn't have been happier when I saw that pompadour.
I immediately assumed she had fixed up her hair that way on purpose. After all, she was an elementary school teacher. They always had agendas.
She was going to be George Washington during the first full week of classes, then move on down the line, dressing up as various presidents throughout the...
What kind of school did he go to? Is it any wonder...
I think you know.
Is it any wonder...
She was going to be dressing up as the various presidents throughout the year, ending up a bald Dwight Eisenhower in June. Or at least, maybe Eisenhower, with those funky bangs.
But it was her Abe Lincoln I was looking forward to most. A mid-year treat.
Crazy queer.
Maybe pegged to his birthday in February. I couldn't wait to see how she was going to handle the beard, the hype, the craggy face.
It was never to be.
Imagine my disappointment. She remained George Washington until June. No Ulysses S. Grant. No Grover Cleveland. No FDR. Just George.
Hair never moved on from 1776. She was a good teacher. She's a good teacher boy.
But obviously lacking in any kind of forward thinking.
I thought of her the other day when I read about the new $60 million mansion and visitor center that opens next month at Mount Vernon. George Washington's home on the Potomac.
The project's goal is to spruce up the stodgy image of George on the $1 bill, mixing the traditional books, map, artifact, his false teeth, with high-tech effects. Hint, look for some snow falling inside.
Well, there are even three life-size models of Washington through his lifetime. Ages 19, age 45, age 57.
Plus a larger-than-life illuminated sculpture that stares back at you, no matter where you are in the room.
It's all part of a trend going on in historical museums. Get the public in and teach them something before their MTV minds move on.
I'm looking forward to seeing it. The press gets a peek later this week. And I'm sure it will all be quite wonderful.
But I knew an elementary teacher once
who was far more convincing. A whole lot cheaper, too.
Teardrops. From one queen to another.
There you go. That's what he wrote about today in the nation's newspaper.
It's amazing his memory.
It's amazing what jogs his memory, isn't it?
Michael, that segment was brought to us by Ford.
Wonderful.
Of course, which means faggots. Well, I didn't think of anything beyond F with Ford. Bags on real dope cars. But then it would be F-O-R-D fade.
Yes, I'm sure that's not what they're looking for.
Fag's a dirty word. Make sure to visit addictedtokelly.com for all
the latest Kelly Clarkson video. Their chance to win Kelly Clarkson something GT convertible brought to you by Ford.
Only thing that might have made that better is if Jack, his partner, was sitting there in the classroom with him. But at last, it didn't happen.
Why is Don so angry? Don't be so angry, boy.
All right, well, that's Craig. He's good when he writes about a woman who looks like George Washington.
Yeah, well, I sure hope he takes his dog to Paris soon.
We really need a column with him shoe shopping with his mom. Yeah.
Shoe shopping, the dog, you know, something like that.
And one of those chairs, those...
Adirondack chairs.
Yeah, I love those.
Sitting in an Adirondack chair, shopping in France with his mother and his dog and his partner, Jack.
Sipping on a mojito, boy.
Wonderful.
Got a break. We'll come right back with Bob and the news.
Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Face down, ass up. That's the way we listen to the Don and Mike Show.
As we were discussing the earlier part of the show today, we got the second month of the 3-month ratings in today. We took a little bit of a hit. We did fine. We're coming back next month. Swear to God. Well, listen to the replayers. I mean, I find someone with a tape of the show. Apparently, I got angry. That's what I hear.
You did not.
I got angry, and no one likes it when I get angry.
Why?
A guy who listened since 1987.
He'll still listen.
Said he could not listen.
He's not going anywhere because you have charisma.
We have ratings that are good. Not number one good.
No, not number one yet.
But good. And bring this up to mention, we are not number one in the ratings party.
Yes.
Which is going to be, Robbie, do we know when?
We don't know when, but it will be this month, Don.
Did you ever hear of Kong?
Okay. And there are only 10 days left in the month.
Yeah.
Set aside the remainder of the month.
We do have a city. Can I mention the city?
Yes.
Gaithersburg, Maryland.
Wonderful.
That's where we're going to have the next. We're not number one in the ratings party, where everybody's invited out to come out and party and hang out with us for a whole night. We'll have information on that ASAP.
Excellent.
ASAP. Wonderful. As soon as Michelle gives birth to that baby, then we will have the information.
Dingo and the baby.
She is 14 months pregnant. Did you know that?
Wow. Pop goes the weasel.
And she speaks the language the baby understands.
Here is Bob with news. Hello, Bob.
Hi, Donna, Mike. Garbage in space. During the first American spacewalk in 1965, Gemini 4 astronaut Ed White lost a glove. That glove stayed in orbit for a month at over 17,000 miles an hour, making it the most dangerous piece of roadside litter in space at the time.
Wow.
Until it falls to Earth or burns up in the reentry process, all space junk is dangerous. The biggest being a satellite we launched in 1958 and stopped working 6 years later. It's still up there. As an astronaut, you don't want to hit it or be hit by it. So they're a little nervous that what appears to be a trash bag has been spotted outside the space shuttle Atlantis.
Can't they be neater? They're astronauts, for God's sake.
Even put off today's scheduled landing till tomorrow. They've seen other junk.
I guarantee that I would be the guy, if I was in the space shuttle, I would be the guy having my can of whatever it is, diet-free, vanilla, whatever it is, but it would be like...
And it would be a can. It would be metal.
Yes.
Right.
And it would, yeah, it would be freeze-dried, or I'd have to, like, be upside down to drink it or something,
mm-hmm.
And I guarantee, rather than find a garbage can, I would just open one of the hatches and throw it out there and say, what the hell? This is so much better than throwing it under the side of the road. I'm throwing it into the universe.
Well, this is for the beer drinkers out there. If I was in the space shuttle, I'd throw out a can of 20 ounces of Sapporo beer.
I also happen to think that it's some sort of protest on behalf of Pluto.
Understandably, and rightly so.
You mean Pluto's upset that they downgraded the size?
I think the astronauts are upset that
They want Pluto to be a regular planet.
Sure, I feel bad for Pluto. What did Pluto ever do to anybody?
Exactly. Yeah, I think Goopy was the one I worried about. They have seen other junk out there this trip, a couple of rings, a piece of foil, you know, like when the wind blows over your trash can at 17,500 miles an hour.
Rings like jewelry?
No, like metal rings. Maybe.
Chicken
like,
rings,
like
dummy?
Off of, rings, no, rings, like off ring. Of, perhaps off a
chicken. Rings, dummy.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, speaking of garbage, you know, I had, I actually had not taken the trash out since I got back from my vacation, and there was organic material, organic material in one of the trash cans, and when I opened it, when I opened, we had so many maggots. Yes, sorry, trash guy.
Well, in spite of those parts floating around out there, nothing appears to be missing from the shuttle. That's reassuring. Always good to know the wheels aren't coming off. By the way,
is that thing supposed to land tomorrow, Buzz?
Yes, they've rescheduled for tomorrow, and by the way, there are about 200 pieces of junk up there, and there are many more than that. 200 of them are garbage bags that were thrown out by the Russian space station Mir over the course of about 10 years.
Well, Roger, Houston, we have a condom that appears to be a condom traveling at 17,000 miles an hour.
We turn now to the war we're still losing, the war on marijuana.
The key for me is to keep expectations low.
See, when you said war, I had the Rise of the Bush thing. Uh-huh. I really should have gone.
Yeah, we got to keep fighting that war.
The FBI's annual uniform crime report is out, and it shows that a record number of Americans got popped in 2005, nearly 800,000 of us. Even if Willie Nelson is 100 of those, that's just 1 year. That's one every 40 seconds. And that 800,000 is more than the total number of people arrested for all violent crimes, including murder, manslaughter, rape, assault, and robbery.
The U.S. newsman is editorializing.
No, I'm giving facts.
You know, I would tell you, you know, I'm happily drug free. Mm-hmm. It's been, got over 8 years since I got high.
Yeah, but you've been so angry since then.
I was caught with a couple of joints in my car and really ran the risk of getting into serious trouble, which is like, I got out of that whole bag.
Right.
Well, what I'm amazed at is, like, I read the story about Willie Nelson.
Mm-hmm.
Got a pound and a half of weed in his car.
In the bus, yeah.
And he's got shrooms.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like they said, have a nice night, Willie.
It's because he's Willie.
Yeah, right.
It's another day. It's really because he's Willie.
I mean, I was thinking about that. There was some football player for Dallas that was caught like with 200 pounds of weed in his car.
Right.
And everybody had the thought like, what the hell? You know, lock this guy up forever.
What was he thinking?
A menace to society. What it is with Willie, though, on the news, is like they got his picture and they go, well,
on the road again.
Boys, Willie boys. Willie Nelson caught with 1.5 pounds of marijuana. It's not like he was driving his tour bus naked with his ass as he drove away from the traffic stop. Hey,
so long, Willie. Don't let us catch you again, son.
Yeah, right.
Have a good trip, Willie.
Some people get different treatment, but over the course of this long war, 18 million Americans have been arrested.
Your eyes on the prize.
You're not listening. You're not listening to me.
Yes, I am.
I'm trying to tell you that. Listen to this number. Now, look at me. Look at me in the eye.
All right.
Look at me.
Okay.
18 million Americans.
18 million Americans
in this war.
For pot?
Yes.
Yeah.
18 million. The number of arrests has doubled in the last 16 years. The U.S. spends $10 to $12 billion a year on marijuana prohibition. How's that working out for you?
That's pretty... You get excitable with this subject.
I'm just giving you the facts, Mike O'Mara.
Is that a next step? You know what, Buzz?
I know.
He's got two... Oh, no, he's got three hot buttons.
Right, alternate.
And the third hot button is a...
With him on that one.
He's very anti-Bush. No,
I'm kind of with him on that. Actually, I'm very with him on that one.
He's Eddie's pro-weed.
Yeah.
What, Robbie?
He also hates children. And all the things that go with children, like strollers.
Diseases.
The government's drug education program, meanwhile, is turning to YouTube. It's a valiant effort on the most popular site on the internet. But the slickly produced made-for-TV public service ads are competing on that same website with videos featuring girls dancing wildly after snorting coke, or the wildly popular High Times magazine video of nothing but a burning joint. Also on YouTube, videos that give step-by-step instructions on how to grow your own. The U.S. foiled again by insurgents.
Buzz, you just made me think of something when you mentioned TV.
Yes?
When I was on vacation, really, I almost threw the TV out the window.
Really?
Because I got so sick of seeing the Girls Gone Wild infomercial.
I've seen it, yes.
Are they running that in heavy rotation now?
Have you seen the one where they're the guy, the perv, he's in a some sort of weightless, like, NASA space camp thing.
Right.
And all it is girls showing their boobs.
Right.
And, you know, for your connoisseur,
uh-huh.
You know, you want more than that.
Yeah.
You want more than just a flash from some creepy goddamn
Herve.
I recommend the Seymour Butts catalog.
Very nice.
Yeah. Seymour Heine.
Yeah, Seymour Butts.
Underneath the bleachers.
Isn't it Seymour Butts? Isn't that the name of the guy?
The original, yes.
And don't you sometimes go old school with Herschel Savage?
Herschel Savage or Joey Silvera.
Oh, he's excellent.
Yeah. I really want to find this guy in the commercial and just take a 2x4 to him. There I go again, getting angry.
Don't get angry, Don.
I just want
calm
to sit
down.
I just want to sit down and talk about the situation with him.
That's right.
That's all I want.
Calmly. And where are tomorrow's crooks and shysters coming from? Business school, of course. That's our story when we continue.
Yeah, baby. Oh, that's where, what's his name? Matt Farber went, right?
Yeah.
Didn't he go to one of those, was it the Wharton School?
Wharton School of Business.
Famous one.
Where they taught him how to kick off his loafers and rub his feet.
And what's another good one? What's the school you went
to? Harvard Business School.
VCU.
VCU. That's right.
School of Monkey Business.
Virginia Commonwealth the University.
Oh, Rob studied also with the Michigan Militia.
They're very good.
Very nice.
All right, Bob will be back with more news.
Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Delicious Bagolini. Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
Folks, excuse me for 1 second. I do see, out of all the lines ringing, I think area code 727 is Tampa Bay.
Tampa!
I love Tampa Bay. Are you calling from Tampa Bay?
Hello?
Are you from Tampa Bay?
I am. I love Don and Mike. I love your show when you're here.
Thank you.
It's very nice, and you were just thinking of us, decided to call?
What's happening? I see all the lines ringing, and I realize all the area codes except yours. 727, Tampa Bay. I love Tampa Bay. What's happening?
Every morning when I'm ready for work, I stream your show from the archives, and they haven't been updated since Time Machine. And I know you were out of town, but I'm dying over here. Can you please update your audio archives, please?
You mean on our website?
Yes, sir.
Hold on, hold on, hold on, Robbie. Johnny's sticking his hand up. Yes, Johnny.
They've been updated every day this week, sir. They've been updated every day this week. That's what John said.
Oh, wow. Well, I'm looking at them right now. When I go to Don and Mike Audio Archives, it says Time Machine. Is the last one dated?
Yeah, I missed the date up on that one. I will fix that one tomorrow, sir, but they are updated. I've even put the one up from today's show.
Oh, great. I appreciate it, man. I love
John
Mike.
That's John breathing.
Not you, sir.
All right, thank you, friend.
Thank you.
See you later. Bye-bye.
Wow, they remember.
Thanks for calling.
727, magic area code. I love Tampa Bay.
I like it when I really get to him with that.
God damn. Why won't they put us on the radio in Tampa Bay?
Yeah.
We're going to really, Jesus Christ. Company owns 8,000 goddamn radio stations. Give us a cracker.
Yeah, I know.
Give the crackers a cracker.
Help a brother. You mean you want a rednecky white guy? Oh, a cracker, like you were talking about a real cracker.
Yeah, like a piece of a cracker.
Okay, that's, I understand.
Give us a taste.
Just a taste.
Just a taste.
I thought we were going to get Fort Myers, too, and that's, that's where I hang out. My buddies are down there, and I want them to listen.
And I was told that we were getting Cincinnati, too, and Seattle, too. And
well, perhaps when we talk to the Gosling tomorrow, we can,
that's really that is a great new name for him.
The Gosling.
Okay, bye.
All right.
Winner.
I kicked one in right before the end of the game.
The Gosling.
The Gosling. If we talk to the Gosling, the Gosling we can ask. I do like it. It does fit. Ask the Gosling where it stands.
Michael Hughes is
the Gosling.
The Gosling.
That's right. A baby swan.
We'll call him
a baby goose.
We'll call him early in the show about the YouTube thing. Now, once again, here is Bob. Hi, Bob.
Hi, Donna Mike. A new research on students working toward their master's degrees in business administration show, most of them cheat. The study found in the...
Hey, that reminds me. Don't forget, Dulles Toll Road, easy pass.
Speaking of cheating.
No pay.
My
gift to you.
Thank you. Through.
I mean,
personally, thank you.
To your listeners.
Right. But I say thank you personally for that.
But I thought you didn't do it.
I didn't. I might try it someday down in the future.
Liar, liar.
Somewhere down the road or so.
Your britches are on fire.
study of business students found an alarming amount of cheating, and actually in all fields, but business majors took the cake and anything else that wasn't nailed down.
Well, seriously, Buzz, how else do you expect us to get along in the business world? Really,
that's the way they look at it.
They don't cheat.
Well, it should be pointed out that the business of business is business.
Hey, listen, if you're not cheating, you're not trying.
Over 5,000 students were surveyed at 32 graduate schools. 56% of the MBA students admitted to cheating at least once in the last year.
Also, eating ain't cheating.
And I didn't know there were this many. The study found 13 kinds of cheating, ranging from copying answers to internet plagiarism.
And you're going on their word on that. People that got through school cheating.
Right.
Sure, I cheated. Or did I?
Yeah, you don't really know. Many students, in fact, Don, say they did it because they figured they'd have to in the real world.
Now, you're talking about people who, had affairs on their girlfriends? Or
no, cheated
who,
on tests.
Wrote answers on their hands?
For example. Yeah, like that.
Oh, that's okay. There's no problem with that. Knock yourself out.
Welcome to CBS. Canada apparently has its own... Canada has its own problems, though. The head of the CBC, a broadcast network funded by the Canadian government. Let's go, Caps. The head of the CBC has been forced to resign.
I thought I'd say it's their first preseason game. I thought I'd say that.
Head of a Canadian broadcasting forced to resign after commenting about defecation and bestiality. And he offered, he offended, rather, Lebanese Canadians in the process. That's right, Lebanese Canadians. Anyway, the CBC
hey, thin the herd.
CBC exec.
That's my only comment about this whole story. As soon as you say Lebanese Canadians and some guy defecating, it just thin the herd.
Anyway, the CBC exec was saying that Lebanon lets men have sex with female farm animals, but executes them for doing male animals. In an interview on his own network, he talked about the joys of the bowel movement. Quoting another Canadian
official. This is Robert, the angry mailman for the Don and Mike show.
Quoting another Canadian official, he has increasingly lost the confidence of Canada's new government, which clearly does not know the joys of bowel movement.
Woo! Look out! Look out!
Without tease.
You know who else knows the joy?
Oh, yeah. The joy.
Without tease. There's no paradise when we continue.
All right, there you go doing that sex thing again.
Yeah, man, that's him from his lifeguard chair.
Can you smell his aftershave through the radio?
Okay, we'll be back with more on Bob's News.
Bob. Number 4 Arbitron Rated, The Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show. Rich with the good taste of bile. The Don and Mike Show.
Right, it must begin. Here's Bobby Burbank. Hi, Bobby.
Hi, Don.
That's with an I, incidentally.
In sports, Tiger Woods is threatening to sue an Irish magazine for printing topless photos of his wife. Baby, that'll be on the internet.
They were not his wife, though.
Exactly. That's why he's threatening to sue. In fact, other golfers are also steamed about the way their wives and girlfriends are being portrayed in that same magazine as they all arrive to the Ryder Cup.
Oh. But it's not Tiger Woods' girlfriend.
Exactly. No,
it's not Ellen Nordegren.
No, it's not. The magazine said that it was and said that she was that she'd posed for internet pornography. But it was, in fact, somebody else. And finally, some of us still get a little excited about the new fall TV season, but ours pales in comparison to the TV they're getting in places like Columbia, South America.
I know that we're up against time. Have I mentioned when Buzz and Marsha were nice enough to come to my house on Sunday and bring me Omaha steaks for my birthday, that Buzz also gave me his color-coded copy of the fall 2006 TV schedule, as he does every year.
He gets excited. You'll find it handier than the one in TV Guide. But anyway, the number one show now in Columbia, South America is called Without Breasts, There's No Paradise.
There you go.
It's a story of a flat-chested 17-year-old hooker, and we may see a version of it here someday. The Colombian hit show Betty LaFay premieres on NBC this fall as Ugly Betty. Actually, that Paradise title doesn't use the word breasts. It uses the T word, which I'm not allowed to say, even in Spanish.
Hello.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Sorry, we're out of time.
Boy, I've been looking for a vehicle for the career of Bethann McBride.
Yes. Would she be great on that show?
We'll see.
And now you could just change this. You could call it Paradise McBride.
We'll ask Greg Garcia about it tomorrow.
Yeah, because it's a flat-chested hooker. She couldn't do that.
No. We'll see you tomorrow, everybody. I'll try not to be so angry.
Good day to you, sir.
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 And Rob, I guess I'll meet you over at Arbitron, where we'll be filing our paperwork. Oh, hold on. What?
Me, you, and Judge McBride.
Make sure you let the Gosling know.
Number 4 Arbitron Rated, The Don and Mike Show.